Blog Talk Radio.
Dropping the jaw like she got caught. Put her hands on the wall like the block side. I try to show me you walk like she's that top model with the coke bottle body. You, I really wanna. Seen all this before, yeah, it's impressive. But what I'm wondering more leads to my obsession. Got down to the core, haven't met you before. Gotta be, I'm sure.
Girl, you remind me of money, some love. Last June, last June. The closer I'm getting.
Man, going out, man. Shouts out to my sexy Australian co-host, man, Miss Natasha Triple X, setting up the show today, bringing y'all sexy Sabota Saturday. Going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Bringing y'all some sexy education today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sabota Sabato. Something like that. One of them. Sabota.
It's actually Sabota.
Sabotage. Sabotage. That we say sabotage. Oh. Y'all dropped the shaw off of it. And then y'all, you know. Now in the building. Damn. I was on this chick called Lena J Show.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was a pretty cool show yesterday. I was on her shit, and she was watching the first show, Witching Hour, first show. Man, hell, mm-hmm. Goofy Bone be on some crazy shit, man. No, that. Yeah, but they was talking about they were playing old school music and old school music and talking about, you know, relationships and shit, but it wasn't all that old woo 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 shit, you know what I'm saying? Like all mm-hmm. that talking all the woo woo shit. Jackie Thompson, you should be my co-host. No, woman, I ain't trying to co-host with nobody, though. All right, shouts out to J.S. Foreman, Miss Jackie Foreman. She, you know what I'm saying? She had George Wallace on her show. You know, I got to talk to the funny man live on the show. I got to edit the clip, actually. I downloaded the clip. I got to edit it for my little part that I talked to him and stuff. And then I'm upload that on the show and play that one time. Y'all can see how we was tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Nah.
Nettie Net says, hey.
All right. What the hell is she? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, she do work on Saturday.
She's at work. She's getting overtime. So good for her.
Oh, getting that overtime in. She getting that overtime in. Overtime. I hear you, girl. Get that overtime, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where y'all think V's. Ain't no V's in the English language. It's only B's. Everything is B.
I'm learning.
Damn, what the hell is y'all doing in here? What the hell is going on? Show just started. What the hell? You been 6 a.m. What the hell? Oh, you been at work since 6 a.m. Oh. Like, what the hell? She been sitting in the chat room for 6 hours for like, oh, god damn. What kind of life is that, Nettie? What kind of life is that? I'm going to show my dedication. I'm going to hang out for 6 hours. When he comes, it's going to show, too. It's going to show I'm a fan. Oh, man. What's going down, man? Oh, wow. Take a sip of my wine, man. Is that me? Oh, shit, I hit myself.
Wow.
I hit myself. Oh.
I can hear
I'm back.
You.
I'm back to the future. I'm back to the future. Shit. I'm pulling up. There we go. Pulling it back to the future on us. I didn't know what was happening. Caught up in the Matrix. Let me out.
So how you doing today, Smelly?
Well, I'm sexy. I'm sexy Sabota. Damn it. I'm sexy Sabota win. You know what I'm saying? Sexy Sabota win. You know?
Hey,
take that. Check you out. That's what I'm talking about. Take that. Yeah. You spelled straight wrong, though, girl. You spelled straight with a T. It's a C. Straight up. Straight up open conversation about sex.
Sorry.
Yeah, girls, it's all about you. See, I got to reread the description. You know what I'm saying? It's translated for y'all so y'all understand what she wrote. You know what I'm saying? So it's what y'all like, what y'all don't like. Do y'all like when your man talk dirty to you? Do you? That's the ultimate question at the end. Y'all can ponder on that. I know a lot of y'all ladies going to be like, do I want to say it? Do I not? So just ponder on that. You know what I'm saying? Let it roll around in your mouth and marinate. And then swallow it.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll be the last question. And then we got the flip the script, you know what I'm saying? Ask all the men in the house the same thing. Except for that last one. You nasty motherfuckers, get your faggot ass out of here if you do. Please. Get your ass out of here. What the hell are you swallowing? No such thing. Sucking nothing about no cooter cat. and swallowing it. That just ain't happening. All right, no. Shouts out to Boasters. Boasters in the building. It's going down Red Shades representing Boston. Net and Net representing that Texas, Dallas, Texas. Going down Goofy Bone. Repping that 408 San Jose, California. And my sexy international co-host, Miss Natasha.
I like that.
Natasha, Triple X. I know y'all be like, what the hell is he talking about? It ain't no in her name. Yes, it is. It's Natasha.
Yes, it is.
I just say, nah, Natasha.
Natasha. Wow, that's a new one.
Yeah, Natasha. Girl, that's what it's supposed to be, girl. Really, I'm just giving you some props on your name. You know what I'm saying? Not totally jacking it the fuck up, you know. But that's how I do it. Natasha.
Sounds kind of Japanese. Natasha.
Natasha.
No.
No, we're not having breathing exercises on the phone, people. I'm like, what the fuck they doing? They trying to expand their diaphragms and shit. Is y'all finna sing some fa la 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 la's up in this motherfucker? Shit. Y'all ready? Fa la 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 and lala and a couple of more la's. Yeah, that's how I sing at Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? I'd be on your front porch caroling or whatever they call it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm right there. No book in hand, no nothing. Because I know all the words. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Yeah,
wow.
You know what I'm talking about. See, I be getting encores and sit downs everywhere. Oh, is it stand ups? I be getting one on. I be getting
wow.
one on. You know, I be getting one on. Walk arounds, whatever they do. They do something. You know what I'm saying? From the result of my melodious voice. Yeah, that's a new one for you right there. That's the big words. I had to throw that big word off in there. You know what I'm saying? Show them I ain't too lost in the cow pasture. Shouts out to Net and Net.
Wow.
Ah, man. Hell no. Net, I need you to do a drive-by on Bush now. I need you to get them two shoes that the other dude missed with. I need you to take care of that for me, girl. Two shoes upside his motherfucking head. You damn right. He a civilian now. Shit. So I had a helicopter. I arranged shoes on his motherfucking place. I fly specifically over the damn Saudi Arabia, get that dude's shoe size, and fill it up with one of them things that they fill water up and be rescuing people with the water and shit. And I fly over his damn mansion with a whole bunch of shoes in that bitch and just make it rain on his ass like Lil Wayne. take that. Song, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah. Gary, you ain't gonna be in jail that long.
Not long. Crazy.
Oh, I got the check in the mail for you. Shit, it's a stimulus check. To bond you out. I got my stimulus check. I don't know about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Know about y'all? You know. I'm gonna make it rain.
How much did you get? Well, how much do you get over there?
Shit, what's the price of a stamp? And that's pretty much what I got back, because I got a rejection letter, goddammit. So, shit, the most expensive thing was a fucking stamp. Now, like, 42 cents. Shit, I got me some money, though. I just can't re-spend it, you know what I'm saying? I saved that stamp up for, like, 10, 12 years. It might be worth 43 cents. Then I'll be balling, you know what I'm saying? When I go cash it in, shit, I don't want to talk about it. Take that song bitch back to the post office and be like, hey, what can I get for this?
Oh,
y'all take
wow.
used stamp. I'm recycling, nigga. I'm recycling. Shit. Tell me y'all can't use the stamp. All you got to do is take a hot iron, put it over top of it, it'll come right on up off of them. So I had to do that back in the days, you know what I'm saying? They stopped taking my letters, though, because it left a little squiggly red line over top of it like it's been received before. But see, what I had told them was, my dog had got to it, and them red marks just appeared on there. I think he was scratching at the stamp, and that's how the red marks got there. But for some reason, they ain't believe me. They ain't want to take my letters no more. You know, fuck it. That's why I email only now. bills and everything. Yeah, they might be late. They might be late, but they virtually there.
I'm bringing in a caller.
Oh shit! Oh shit! I don't know nobody in 408.
I just wanted to listen right now. Sorry.
I sound extra country today. Probably because I'm waking up to a glass of sangria, and I ain't had nothing but about 4 hours of sleep. Thanks to Set It Down, baby powder, staying the fuck up all night, goddamn day.
Hey, you know, I should have stayed home, man. I went out, and it was just like a fucking voodoo mission. It was just nothing.
What? Were all the models?
Nah, they left. And we went out with one model.
What happened?
No.
I mean, we just went out, and, you know, it was, I guess it was cold or something, you know. It wasn't that much girls out. But shit, I got drunk.
That sounds like what you do when you go out.
Mm. I'm eating my chicken nuggets that I bought last night when I passed out.
Damn. Shouts out the old McDonald's rubber nuggets.
They're nice and rubbery.
Yeah, boy, they is not re-edible like Wendy's fries. Boy, you don't re-eat that shit up. That's just, no. You don't throw that away, man.
If that gets me, out here, we've got a Wendy's, but our Wendy's is an ice cream joint. We don't have,
what?
Like, Wendy's, the food. It's
what?
It's ice cream.
It's a what joint?
It's an
ice cream.
Eye cream. You cream? That's what I'm talking about, girl.
An eye cream.
Eye cream, girl. Man, she know what eye cream, man. She say she creaming, man. She is creaming over there. That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Well,
yeah. Waking up to eye cream and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That don't burn your eyes, do it? Eye cream?
Eye cream. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say hello to all the beautiful ladies. Red Shade, the Boston's most beautifulest woman.
The Boston Bulls?
The Boston very own Red Shade. And Nettie, looking so pretty in her picture. Change your picture, Nettie, and smile.
I'm saying, damn. Everybody done changed their pictures like 300-400-500 times. She's still on the same old work picture and shit. I'm still at work. Man, we know you at work. See it.
Yeah.
Hey,
you.
I
just want to say, Sasha, that's a nice picture that you changed to.
Hey, you. Nay Rosbaram, all right?
Who the fuck is Nay Rosbaram?
She know what I'm saying.
I don't know what the fuck to say. What do you say?
See, that's what it say. I don't understand.
Nay Rosbaram?
It's somewhere around there. It's somewhere around there. Shit.
I don't understand.
Thank
you for the compliment, Goofy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and fuck Bruce for ditching me last night. I was talking to some chick last night, and they said, hey, come on, we want to leave. I was like, give me 5 minutes. And I didn't even waste 5 minutes. I was there 3 minutes, but they took off on me.
Oh.
Sweetheart, I wouldn't have left you.
I know. I should have stayed with her. I almost got her to take me home. But fuck it, I got cash, so I took a cab.
Rosbaram.
So Seti J was up all night, that motherfucker?
Yeah.
What was his subject?
Dobro. Blagoba Dobro. Some shit.
Hey, Smelly.
He was up all night. Smelly was insane.
Oh, shit. It wasn't no subject. Nigga just up. Goddamn insomniac ass. Life after dusk ass.
What
shit.
The fuck is a dusk?
Dusk, man. From dawn to dusk, man.
Dusk.
Morning
door.
To night, man.
Dawn? What the fuck is
going on?
Life after dusk, man. Dusk is the evening time when the sun goes down, man.
There
dawn.
No such thing as dusk. There's a night and there's a day, and that's
man,
it.
Man, dusk is right before, is like the crack of the ass of darkness.
Come to the West Coast and tell somebody, hey, is it dusk time? Motherfucker, they're going to sock your ass up, man. Who the fuck is this guy? Is it dusk time?
The dusk. Motherfucker, just say night. Is it night? Is it evening? What the hell are you trying to talk all proper and shit? Trying to talk all, that motherfucking name. You trying to talk that motherfucking name, him. Oh, trying to talk all Obama and shit, nigga. Why you trying to talk all Obama and shit? You know?
Obama.
Wow.
Trying to talk Obama and shit. Trying to talk all presidential. Kind of shit is that.
Hey, I wrote a letter to Obama and I asked him, would he do an interview with me on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, sure. When the hell freezes over. Oh, my bad.
Well, at least I fucking wrote the letter, shit.
Ain't that what they told him when he got into the presidency, before he got into the presidency? The hell with freeze over? Yeah, it's cool in a motherfucker nowadays, ain't it? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Raw.
I'll tell you right now.
Damn raw.
When I'm packing for hell, I know I'm going to bring some pants. Because them shorts, they don't look like I'm not going to use them for a long time.
Oh, okay. Blagodaram. Dobro blagodaram. Yeah. And dobro utro to you.
I love you, Red Shades, and I love you, Nettie, and I love you, of course, Miss Tasha. You know that.
Fucking
I love
hater.
You too,
fucking hater. Oh, I'm sorry, Goof. I ain't know you was online, dog. I ain't know you was online.
I know you was online.
Hey, man, you gotta send me that. The other song, man, holding it to the curb or
heavy
some shit like that. One
holding it
song.
To the curb.
Holding it to get it, something like that. It say holding in it.
Handling dudes, man.
Oh, yeah, you know. It got an H in it then. You know, shit. It's got an H in it. I knew that, you know. Handling biz. There you go. Handling biz. You got to send the handling biz to us, man.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was one of them hobos, something like that.
The one we did the YouTube video on. We're smoking blunts on stage.
Yeah.
The Easter video. That was the Easter video?
I love that.
No, I said a YouTube video.
Oh, I thought you said Easter. Ain't no fucking bunny rabbits and shit hopping across the stage.
No,
it was Easter. Oh, my bad. Well, yeah, y'all already know, man. This is Sabota. Sexy Sabota. Which is Saturday. Which is Saturday for Macedonian. Huh?
Macedonian?
Yeah, we learned some Macedonian today.
Who's Macedonian?
I'm Macedonian.
What, you thought she was Australian?
Oh, is that what they call Australians, Macedonians?
No, man, it's a whole damn other language, man. The hell?
Oh,
hey, Goofy, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to talk to you. Yes, Muslim does go to them.
I will teach you. I will teach you Macedonian. Something else.
Look that one up. Look
it's
that
da.
One up. Smells so good.
Da, motherfucker, it's da. D-A
no,
is yes. Knee is no. N-E,
nope.
No. That means no. Knee means no.
D-E means what'd you say in Vietnamese?
Oh, dead. Oh, you talking to me in Vietnamese. I got to switch my list up on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he speaks Vietnamese, too. I was talking dirty to you, Goofy.
You're talking dirty to me?
Yeah.
No, she ain't taught me that yet. She ain't taught me that yet. That's all right.
I was saying that I speak a different language and I speak Macedonian.
Don't have me to turn into no Mechka around here and tear some shit up. That's what's about to happen.
Oh my god. Turn
into a Mechka and sting your ass like a chela. Damn right. And put it on your ass like a chela. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Cause I'm a tika. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on a wire like a pepe ruka. You know what I'm saying? I'm light like a pepe ruka, and I sting like a A sting like a, what the hell is it? Oh, chila.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Let me retranslate everything I just said for y'all. I'm a bear. I said that I'm a bear. You know what I'm saying? I sting your ass like a bee, you know, because I'm chilling on the line like a bird, lighter than a butterfly. You know what I'm saying? But I sting like a butterfly. And no, I'm chilling like a butterfly, stinging like a bee, you know, which is a chela. Y'all ain't ready for me, man. Y'all ain't ready for me. Macedonia ain't even ready for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them their language better than they know it. What kind of shit is that? But you're blocked. You're blocked.
You were crazy.
Yeah,
you were
motherfucker.
Crazy.
Free South Africa, motherfucker. Oh, now I had a Danny Glover Danny Glover flashback just then.
Danny Glover.
That was a free South Africa, free South Africa. But you're black. I know I'm black. That's why I want to go to South Africa and free my peoples. That was my shit. Yeah, I'm bad. Y'all didn't see that. Y'all need to rerun. What is it? 48? Another 48? One of them movies them niggas played in. You already know what I'm saying. Shit. Look up Danny Glover and you'll see him. Yeah, it's going down. I sound loud. Good, because I'm loud and clear. That's why. Shit. I'm on this here, what they call it? Robophone 4000 with a Kung Fu grip. Yeah.
Man, I'm still sad that the Kung Fu guy had to die like that, man.
Fucking
he didn't,
balls
he did
in
wrong
balls in a string, man. Fucking balls in a string. How do you die with your balls in a sling, man? That's not a good way to go out. Sexual or non-sexual, man. With your balls in a rope and somebody find you like that, oh, that's just fucked up. That's just fucked up.
All right, I'm sending Handling Biz as we speak to Smelly BTR.
Oh, all right. No, that's just fucked up, though, for somebody to even find you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to report that to his people. Like, yeah, man, I'm sorry.
Hey, how come you're not on the live chat with?
Because she when she set the show, she set it to adults. She started out adults only. She didn't do the mature thing and then reset it to,
Well, tell her to change it.
Hold on, what was I supposed to do?
Well, she set the show up, so she just learning how to, you know what I'm saying? She didn't know all that. And I was too tired to tell all that.
No,
but anyway.
I'm going to go to your house right
now.
I'm going to show you how to work that.
No, this is what we're saying. When you, before you set the show.
What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to show you how to work the switchboard.
Okay. Also, you coming over to show me?
Mm-hmm. I'm coming.
Okay.
Over.
Oh. Cool.
She coming over a lot of water, nigga. You coming over a lot of water, shit. I hope you're...
Shit, I'm Mexican. I can swim.
I hope your nuts is heavy because you're coming over water. Ah, man. Hell no. I had to
hey,
ask a question, man.
Would you freak out? Miss Tasha, would you freak out if you like came home from work one day and I was standing there with roses waiting for you?
Oh, with roses? Oh, see, that's a magic word. See, you'd get.
Really?
Head.
You heard it first here on Rockin'
the Game 3. I would love that. I wouldn't freak out. I would love that. I would think that's beautiful.
Okay, I'm gonna. I'm gonna go over there right now.
Well, shit, I'm gonna be standing outside with a motherfucking fern. What's up?
With a fern.
With a fern.
What about a red fern?
Hell no.
Oh my God.
Do you know where the red fern grows?
Green is the shit. Girl, I'll give you something you ain't got to take care of, girl. It's going to be hard to kill. Shit, hard to kill. See, that's what I'm talking about. Them roses only going to last about 2 days. That fern going to last for a couple of months.
You know what? You know what? You can dry out roses. You can hang them upside down and they'll dry out. And you can keep them forever.
Shit, don't worry.
I would keep them forever.
All right,
you know
shit,
what I'd
don't
do?
Worry.
I would cook you dinner. I would make you whatever you want to eat. And then,
Oh, there'd be only one thing I want to eat.
Oh. All right.
Man, like a Macedonian sandwich up in this motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, I gotta play my commercial.
That Jonas Brothers looking all gay.
Man, they is gay. All the motherfuckers are gay. Fuck the Jonas Brothers.
No,
fuck all the old
right now.
Fuck all them old punk motherfuckers that come out with their old boyish ass. Fuck boy groups. Boy groups suck. NSYNC sucks. Boys on the block, whatever the fuck they called, suck. Trying to old ass. Trying to come back.
Did you hear about,
bye, bye, bye. Bye, bitch. Get the hell out of here with that old shit. Want to hear that shit? Damn.
I'm
going
to post something in the chat room, everybody. I want everybody to read this. Smelly, can you see this?
Yes, I cannot.
Okay. Go fuck it.
All right.
Yes, I cannot.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They need to investigate, man. Yeah, okay. Ask the FBI to step in. Yeah, because that ain't even motherfucking sound
right.
Like
the one
tied to his neck. Hold up now. Oh, see, this is what they keep doing. They keep letting out more and more shit. Now they're saying his neck, wrist, and genitals. How in the hell do you tie your own wrist to fuck up now?
Oh, there's a
that
way.
That don't make no damn sense. That makes no fucking sense.
Wow.
There's a way you can.
This wrist is
what? No. There ain't no fucking way that you gonna tie a rope around your balls, tie it around your neck, and then put your hands behind your back and tie your own fucking wrist up. There ain't no way, bro. You gonna tell me you gonna do that?
You know what?
Well, you know what?
He might have been the type of man that got off on that shit, and maybe he had someone there that like
what,
you know, tied him up and she's doing things.
That was the other.
That was
the other scenario I came up with. I was like, well, he done got one of them old Bangkokians. She done banged his cock.
Exactly. She was like,
and then died on his ass. You know? And yeah, she was like, oh, shit, he dead. Oh, they going to blame it on me. Threw his ass in the closet and got ghost.
Guarantee you know? Someone comes. Yeah.
Yeah, because that do sound like that old crazy shit motherfuckers be into. You
like,
know?
Like
yeah.
On that one movie.
Time
remember that one
up.
Movie with Denzel Washington? No, not Denzel. Wesley Snipes. Rise of the Sun. Where that chick, like, she got choked out when she was getting it. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she wasn't dead. She had actually passed out.
Yeah, she passed
and then they
out.
Came back and killed her motherfucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I thought you was dead. You gonna be dead now. Shit, don't scare me. Pow, bitch, you scared me. I thought you was dead. You is now. Well, damn, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, but that's sad on how a good actor like that has to end.
Here we go. What's this? Porn Thip Roha, some fucked up name. Director of Thailand Central Institute of Forensic Science said the circumstance under which Carradine died suggests the 72-year-old actor may have been performing autoerotic asphyxiation. The practice involves temporarily cutting off the supply of oxygen to the brain to heighten the effects of a sexual climax. Fuck that, man. He might have been doing that. He might have been doing that, but it was somebody else involved. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. I'm
calling that line. What's up?
What up, man?
Chillin', what's happening?
So goofy. What's up?
Nothing, I'm just rolling the
ball. Oh, nigga, I ain't, you know I don't stay there no more. You ain't at my house.
I'm really thinking.
You gonna have some for me.
Nigga, I live in down there, Oldsmar, man. I'm like 3 miles from Oldsmar.
No.
Hey man, hold on one second. I ain't talking to y'all, damn. I talked to my homeboy on the phone, shit. Yeah, y'all talking about? Oh. Hey, we better get into a song, man. Hold on, let me see. What the hell we want to hear? What you feel like hearing, girl? All right, I got it. Don't even worry about it.
That motherfucking
sound. Oh man. We live right here at Wrecking the Game Radio. Y'all already know it's a bow tie Saturday. It's all the same shit. Yeah, you know. Going down real big, man. This is Miss Shyster representing one of them counties, goddammit. Yeah.
Put your hands up and bounce to it. Move your feet around get down to it. Now put your hands up, get down to it. Move your feet around and bounce to it. Better jagga 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 jagga.
Play it in your house, play it in your car, play it anywhere, we the superstar. Play it in your house, play it in your car, play it anywhere, we the superstar.
Hello. Jang bang, bang bang, bang bang bang.
Не те раз дырам из вини.
Jang bang bang, bang bang, bang bang.
Ама не те раз дырам, что зборываш. Что зборываш, смелый.
And P talk to you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Let's, you know what? You're crazy. Go ahead. You know what? The show's about the ladies. What they
about
like.
The ladies.
Like.
Yeah, what old sexual shit at, man? I don't see the sexual words and all that. What the hell? That's ass. I'm trying to learn. Peter at. How you
all
say
the sexual stuff?
Peter and all that. Yeah, where you say all the nasty stuff at. Yeah.
L.A. Abime.
Who or what?
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you say it again? Spell it out.
L.A. Abime.
Spell it all the way out. Yeah. teach y'all some education up in here. Who's an asshole? Hey, brother, don't be cursing in the room there, Goofy Bone. Don't be calling nobody assholes, man. Don't be calling nobody assholes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hey, call everybody assholes, man. We don't play the assholes up in here. If you want to know somebody's age, sex, and location, you need to tell them that. All right? Calling them assholes ain't going to do nothing, brother. Ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, Goofy. I'm
supposed to chase around
right
in there later.
Hello, Daniel Kostka.
Hello, Daniel Kostka, Goofy. Anyway. To all y'all ladies, what she said. You know what I mean? Blah, 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 to you. Red Shades is back down. Girl, I'm going to play your motherfucking song and everything. What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? You see how they do you? That's how they do you, boy. That's where the loyalty is at. That's where the loyalty at. You know, nowhere. No, nay well, goddammit. Nay well. Shit. All good. Speaking my master English, you know what I'm saying? That's Macedonian in English, you know what I'm saying? It's called master English. Yeah, you know, it's that new shit. That new shit, y'all don't know nothing about that. It's all good. Get at us, Red Shades. Get at us. We already played that. It's going down, man. Shouts out to Boston in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody. You know, worldwide celebrating, you know what I'm saying, this beautiful Saturday afternoon, man. Sexy Saturday, man. Well, we finna go ahead and, you know, make it all about the ladies real quick, you know. Actually, this is part two, you know what I'm saying. Hey, a matter of fact, because I don't even remember who was on the last show. So, ladies, hell nah, none of y'all was even on the last show. You don't even matter. Wait a minute, wasn't that in that, though? No, that was...
I don't know, maybe you were on there.
I think that was Mouse.
I know your friend from my back was. Yeah, Mouse was, that's right.
Yeah, I think that was Mouse and somebody else, yeah. Hey, man, I keep telling you about calling people assholes, man. Stop that calling assholes, man. All right. Everybody always want to know what time. What time is it there, Nettie Net? You always want to know some time, what time it is. Look at your watch.
It's 12:45 a.m. out here. It's just like, you're crazy.
And it's 12:45 p.m. over here. Over here in Florida. O-B-A here. H-E-A. Over here. I teach all some
over
new languages.
Here in
Florida. Yeah, right, girl. If you come over here talking any other kind of way, they're going to look at you crazy. I'm trying to school you now. School you now.
Don't
over
get
here.
Mad, Goofy. What are you getting mad over?
Because he keep asking somebody they damn age, sex, and location. Apparently somebody ain't answering.
Asking
Bun
Master.
Bun.
Because.
Bun with a hot dog in it. Bun wanting a hot dog in it, girl. What is your age, sex, and location? Well, we know your sex. She a female. Bun is a female. Location is unknown still, and the age is unknown. And we ain't going to put it all on blast, you know what I'm saying, on the radio.
Is she in Alaska or something?
Yeah, she in Alaska. Shouts out. Oh, damn, there you go. We filling it in. That we go for you, homie.
Yeah.
Bun Master is a female from Alaska. Matter of fact, I got some fucking late breaking news out of Alaska. Damn right. Well, I have it in a cycle for y'all. More late breaking news.
Wait a minute. Hold on. She's 39.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Damn, you older than everybody up in this motherfucker. What you did? Check the profile or something?
I did.
Oh. Yeah, shouts out to my sexy smart co-host, you know what I'm saying? Checking profiles and shit, you know what I'm saying? Sex is unknown. Yeah, she might be fucking,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? She might be fucking. 39, she's still fucking, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want to know. That's what I always tell people. Talking about age, sex, and location. Yeah, I'm 31, I'm fucking in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real. That's real. ASL that, motherfucker. ASL that.
Wow.
Oh, man. Let me get this down.
Yeah.
What's the call in number, baby girl?
Okay, it's 347-237-5125.
I'm about to give me some real fucking late breaking news music and shit. You know what I mean? All this old fake band practice shit I keep doing ain't coming out right. Yeah. All right, this is live from the Anchorage Daily News. I am your reporter, some the fuck body, and this is the news. All right, we got the Stingrays, yeah, fucking hockey, woo, who the fuck cares about it? Oh, okay, yeah, well, the Stingrays win the Kelly Cup. 4-2, don't know what the hell that is, but they won it. The Alaska Aces, you know what I'm saying, arrived at Sullivan Arena harboring hopes of making hockey history Friday night. But they left joint stomaching, what the fuck is that? They left the, I'm reading shit high, my bad, y'all. They left the joint stomaching heartache, enduring painful thoughts of the glory that eluded them. And for many of them, fucking rubbing red eyes, left puffy from the disappointment that triggered a trail of tears. The South Carolina Stingrays basically kicked their fucking asses. Yeah. That's real. Dashed the home team's dream, damn it. Season of 4-2 win. We came in y'all house and kicked y'all ass for this old whatever the hell we want. Yeah. Shouts out to the Aces, man. Who were trying to become just the second team in the minor league circuit's 21-season history to fall behind 3-1 in the best-of-7 finals and forge an epic comeback. The end came after they tantalized a standing-room-only crowd of 6,000. Whoa! With a late comeback. Damn right. fucking South Carolina Stingrays, you fucking Go Boys. Woo! And that's your late breaking news. And we're back.
Oh
yeah, man, that was, I'm a homeboy all the way from Alaska. Who that was?
What's YM? This is my say YM.
Your mama?
Are you talking to me, Goofy? You saying your mama to me?
I guess. Your mama. Your mama.
I'm being fucking... Oh, man.
Your mama. Doi di tuka. Tuka eat amigo. To kaska.
Don't read that out loud. Don't you read that out loud. You don't want to be...
Doi di tuka. Adomiga. Toa kaska. You know what I mean, ladies?
Goofy. Really? Really?
Oh, man.
Wow.
What was it?
I'm hurt.
Oh, my bad. Nigga, I don't speak no motherfucking codes and shit. I don't know what the hell, no YM. A motherfucker said BM last night. He's right talking about some BM. What the fuck is a BM? Going private message me talking about some blow me. What the hell? Well, BM, motherfucker. There you go. BM, motherfucker. BM. There you go. BM, motherfucker.
Oh.
Look at that one now.
BM.
What? Are you typing and shit? Yeah, you were here typing and shit.
I was translating.
What kind of shit?
In YM.
Yeah, shouts out to my dog Marlo Burks, man. My dog got married and shit. I was the official DJ for my dog, you know what I'm saying? DJed his party and shit. We went down, man. It was going down big. We got good ass time, you know what I'm saying? Afterwards, the family was like, damn, you jammed the party like you was part of the family, like you knew us. Motherfucker, I am. Shit. The hell you mean? It's all good. I treat everybody like family. Damn right. Bust up in the motherfucker like it's the upper room. The upper room. Motherfucking right. Shit. More than that.
So let's start asking these women some questions.
Oh, she want to get freaky dick. All right, people. This is my special request.
Yeah, you know,
freaky dick time.
I'm sticking.
Freaky dick time. Yeah, no. Who the fuck left? Goofy Bone left, Red Shades. What the hell is she leaving for? What kind of shit is that? Girl, you stick your ass around for the long haul. Don't y'all be going over to Gay Talk Radio and all that shit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Why are you blushing, Goofy? Why are you blushing?
No, that means he's getting sick. He's getting hot. He's getting mad.
No, I don't know.
All right, well, check it out, man. Since we only got two ladies off up in her, Bun Master, Net, and then we got the, of course, Miss Sexy, Natasha. Triple X. Mother Faux Flip, I see you off in here. Oh, anyways. These are chat wars we have, ladies and gentlemen. You might be listening to the archive right now and wondering, what the hell is he talking about? These are chat wars. Please log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, and you can be in the war, too. Thank you. All right, and we're back. You know what I'm saying? You know, I put my little white voice on. You know what I'm saying? I got to put that voice on when I try to get a job and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, yes, Todd. Yes, I'm fucking ready for the job, Todd. Yes. I can do that, Todd. Fucking right, yes. Where do you want it put, Todd? Okay. Fucking right, Todd, yes. Todd, Sue, they all the same shit. Fuck it, you know. Hey, Net, one of them names. Oh, he's waiting on you. Oh. All right. Yeah, we all pulling the messenger up then. Everybody... Private messaging with Natasha and shit. Here we go. Everybody clicking on Natasha.
No, I'm not on there, though. I mean, I'm on there, but I'm not on there on there.
Okay. We'll get on there on there. What the hell kind of shit is that? You ain't on there. Jazz on there.
Stupid fucking y'all who mentioned is not working properly.
Shouts out to Perina Dog Chow. Yeah. I got something. Choose your dog or cat. Fucking right. Fucking choosing a poodle. That's what I'm talking about. Send a bark. I'm sending a bark to you. Let's get your bark. Sending shots of the barks to all my people out there. Yeah. Come on now.
Wow.
I'll make a beat out of that. I'll make a beat. Oh,
this
shit, I'm gonna jam for y'all. I said. Oh. That's my beat, y'all. I was making my beat, you know. I'm making my beat. All right, check this out. Webcam up. Oh, your webcam up. All right, everybody click on Goofy Bone webcam. We can all look at Goofy and look crazy at him.
God, he looks sexy. God, you look sexy, Goofy. You're one sexy man.
You're one Randy Beast.
I'd love to get Randy Goofy. Come and get Randy with me, baby. Yeah. Anyway, so but.
And before we ask these questions, we have a sponsor. And we will have to play.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com.
9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you are completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box, overnight, guaranteed.
That was babyinabox.com. Check them out. Which leads to our first question. Ladies, would you order a baby offline?
Would I order a baby offline?
Hey, this is the new age.
No.
This is the new age shit. This is that new shit.
No,
everybody's doing
not.
It.
That's not funny.
Which is kind of fucked up, though, because that is true, though. They do that, though. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Thank you, Goofy.
Thanks for what?
Sorry.
What are they talking about?
I asked him to have some for me, and he just blew it in the can for me.
Okay. I'll put something in the can for you. How about that, huh? You want me to put something in the can for you? You want me to put it on the cam, huh? You want to lay something on the cam for you? Oh, too bad I don't have one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you already know. So, you already know what time it is, man. Let's get ready, you know.
She's gone from suck to blow.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Introduce my damn co-host to y'all real quick. Cause everybody act
sorry.
Y'all know who the fuck Natasha Triple X is. This is motherfucking who?
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. This is my Italian confidential secretary.
Remix.
Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was
Natasha.
Never mind.
Alotta Natasha.
Alotta Vagina. Oh, do that again, baby. Do that again, Goofy.
Oh, man.
Do that again for me.
Hell. You know what you need to take your ass to?
What?
No, not there. We're not playing that, people. Don't worry.
Ooh-wee.
Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible.
Stop acting like a hoe, people. Stop acting like a bitch.
The name cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who
treated
anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself.
You got a download messenger.
Bush cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Get your sperm swimming. Yeah, nah. Bush cologne. Douche cologne is for women. Get your cooter smelling fresh. Yeah. It's going down, man. So, Miss Natasha. Miss Natasha. Triple X. And we have Miss Nettie Nat off in the building. So let's see. So Nettie Nat, have you ever been rectum rotted?
Have you been what?
Rectum rotted.
What does that mean?
Has anybody ever rotted your rectum? The same question, damn it. No comment. No, I got that shit. That means in court, no contest. God damn it, I'm adjudicating you guilty. Yes. I'm going to take it as a yes. All right. Question number one, has your rectum ever been rotted? We have a one up. What about yourself, Miss Natasha?
Has what? Sorry, repeat that.
Your rectum ever been rotted?
Also, have I ever been fucked up the ass? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, lady, I'm trying to keep it clean for the kids, okay? Trying to keep it clean for the kids.
It's adults only, remember? Anyway, yes, I have.
I bet you don't.
I have. I have. Mm-hmm.
All right. Backdoor bandits. We have some backdoor bandits in the house, people. We have some backdoor bandits.
Yeah,
Goofy, same question applies to you, homie.
Wow,
home
Goofy.
Stank.
Wow, Goofy.
It's rotted, damn it. Rod. Rod it.
Wow.
Rotted. Rod it. Rotted.
Wow. Rotted, yes. I have.
The hell is you
that's
over there wooing and wilding and woeing for?
Me? Oh, because I just am.
Hey, all this side chatting and shit. Hold on, I got something for all this side chatting and shit. That's what I got. I got something for all this motherfucking side chatting and shit. My motherfucking shit at.
You're a backdoor man, Goofy? Wow. See, you know what? Oh, fuck yeah.
Tell you motherfucker something. Tell you something, bitch, something,
all
right?
On me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start the music.
All right. Get that right. Fucking eyes all to the side and shit. Matter of fact, where my dog at? This is what's going to happen to you, Natasha. All right? This is what's going to happen, girl.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Fucking right. Fucking right.
Yeah, baby. You know what happens to me when I get into the cars.
Hey, you. The fuck out of my dream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'm bullshit.
I'm bullshit.
That shit took a nigga back to Back to the Future just then. 1985. Goddamn, 1985. Marty!
Wow.
Marty, no! Oh. Back to the Future flashbacks. Back to the Future flashbacks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to call in live, man, and trip the fuck out. Y'all can call in. 347. 237-5125.
Call
us up. It's going down.
Just play that song. Play the song, damn it. Play the song.
Girl, you don't know nothing about that. Hey, check your motherfucking ideas of what the fuck I'm about to do. Yeah, crank this motherfucker up. Let's go. Y'all better sing along, too, damn it. I don't hear no shit.
I'll sing along. I'll sing along.
Two-step. Oh. Lord Master, I know you're too young to understand this song, girl, but we're going to play this anyway. Of course you know there's a remix to that, right? Give me my weed. Get out of my car. Yeah.
Oh.
Give me my weed. Get your ass out of my car. Damn right. That's what I be thinking. Shit. I'm talking about. Oh. Hey, would you have
God,
up?
That took
way back. I mean, that took me back to skate ring days. Like, yeah. Damn. I had to cuff my
I'm
pants up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Back
I
in
love
nigga,
him.
Nigga cuffing
him.
His pants up. Motherfuckers walking around with a pack of cigarettes cuffed in their goddamn shirt and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a Marlboro Man commercial and shit. That's my shit. Yeah, I got to look up Caribbean Queen real quick. Caribbean Queen. We were sharing the same week. And then you took one. Now Weed Man is on the run. Oh, that's the remix. I got smokers remixes for everything, you know. Yeah, for everything. Give a shout out to BJ real quick. My dog, BJ! Shouts out to BJ, you know what I'm saying, BJ Smith.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my
long career,
the top of pro football.
Run this back, dog.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy slippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Yeah. Shots out, BJ Smith. That's my dog. And we have the Goofster.
I just want to get it on Beta if you got it in Beta.
Nigga, only on VHS, man. Step your game up, homie. Only on VHS. Damn. You only got it on 8-track, nigga?
Yeah. I need it on 8-track.
Yeah. Nah, man. Y'all want to get that on 8-track, make sure y'all send $200 to smellitbtr@live.com. Money orders and traveler's checks only, please. And I will get that in the mail to you. Remember, it is an 8-track or a VHS tape that you will be receiving. Just to let y'all know. That's
Thank
a hookup,
you.
Man. Fucking hookup.
Miss Tasha, I just want to say I hope you like my video I did for you.
Oh, my God. I loved the video. It was beautiful, baby. Oh, my goodness.
What's going on, man?
Did you see that? That's the kind of car I drive. Did you see that? But it's great.
Yeah, man. That shit's hot. That shit's hot. I definitely want to get in the back of the car.
Y'all missed out. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but y'all missed out.
You want to get in the back? What the fuck you mean you want to get in the back of the car? You can't do nothing in the back seat.
Oh, believe me, we can.
Yeah, what the hell ever.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Well, goddamn.
No, oh, my God.
Midgets in this motherfucker.
Did you see that, Tasha?
Oh, yes, I seen that, baby.
Did you see that, Tasha?
Yes, I did, baby.
Good.
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. Do you want to know something? That took me back to my dream that I had of you.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hold up. Listen, Bun Master, you are on the show. We are live from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. I don't know why you can't
hear
us.
That's why. Refresh.
But you might need to use your external external player. How the hell that came on?
So, Goofy, why are you saying no?
No.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah, when you say no, no, no.
Huh?
No? Okay. I must be hearing things there. Who was saying no?
Okay.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
My co-host is hearing things.
Next question. I'm losing it. See? I've gone all crazy since.
Gotta go later, Nettie. Nettie left.
What?
Who cares, Nettie?
Oh.
Damn, Nettie, where you going, girl? Ain't that bitch.
What's the next question, gentlemen?
What was the question? I didn't know we had questions.
Yeah, we got a couple questions.
Well, you're asking the ladies whatever you want to do with.
Oh, wait a minute, Bun Master. Yeah, you know she got the answer to that. Hey, Bun Master. Hey, Bun Master, this question is for you, yeah.
The
Bun Master.
Yeah,
have you ever taken it in the bun? Bun Master?
Taking it in the bum.
The bun.
I really don't think she actually hears you. Didn't she just say that she can't hear it?
There you go. How about that then, smart ass? How about that, huh? Huh? Freaking type it in then, huh? Freaking type it in.
She probably don't understand. She's probably going to be like, oh my God, he's a fucking pervert.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey.
Who's a pervert?
You know when you came to, I gave you a warning. Shit, I gave her a warning before she even
he's
came.
A pervert.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She says
no. She's never taken it in the bun. All right then.
She
39 years old.
She can't hear.
Oh, back to those. Yeah, I've hit a couple girls if they request it, but it's not something I seek.
I don't start out with your back door and then knock on the front door.
Yeah, because I mean, it's smelly. Just close your ears real quick. Now, women.
That's a smelly situation.
I'm a very nice, thick size for you guys, and I guarantee it will hurt
wine.
You more than it will hurt me. So,
wow.
Just think about that.
I think I seen that on a porno last night. Dude had a
I've
short,
before,
short, 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 thick dick. And he wanted them like right there. He got
to
stay right up on there, like bang, 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 bang. No long stroke. You know what I'm saying? I was laughing.
God.
Yeah, I was laughing.
No,
the chick was looking like, are you serious? Are you doing something to me? Are you in there? I mean, like, seriously, are you in there?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
No, I mean, I've made a girl cry before, even though she requested it.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That situation.
How fucking thick are you?
Yeah. Come on, Miss Tasha. This is not my show to be talking about my thing on here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
this is not the hour. This is not the bone hour.
Hey, but
exactly.
You
get the bone on the bone hour, right? You go get your bone on the bone
no,
hour.
No, I'm not making a show today because I have things to do. But I'm just saying that I have hurting people that I don't recommend for if you're going to do me to go from the behind because I'll hurt you.
Wow.
I don't know. You got to have some baby wipes and all that shit around, man. That is,
I know, huh, man.
That's too much extra work for all that. You got to stop. Go take a shower.
Got to go with the toilet bowl cleaner up in there.
You know,
and be like, okay.
If that shit is true, I don't know. I mean, they can't eat nothing in a porno movie or something because there's no way. You know what I'm saying? From my personal experience, that I would even want to be with a female if she took it out, put in a, oh, hell no, nah, girl, that would be the end of the whole fucking night.
Oh
that would be
God.
The end of the whole fucking
seen,
night. I'm saying two chicks, dude hitting in the back door, then she take it out the back door and she put it in, you know what I'm saying, in a mouth,
yeah, right
it off, and then put it back in the back door.
Wow. Do you want to know? I've watched this porno once, right? She was getting fucked in the ass, and she's like yelling and screaming and like fuck me harder. And there was this other girl that was with her, and so she's like come in my fucking ass. And so he comes in her ass, and then the other bitch, oh my fucking goodness, the other bitch gets the cocktail glass, puts it near her ass after he came in it. The other girl pushes it out, puts it in the glass, and then she sucks it through a straw. Oh, my God.
That's a throw-up moment.
Taking it up the ass, she turned around and started sucking on his dick, and I was like, Oh, that's fucking gross, man. How can you be so soft? I mean, you can do some freaky shit, but that's...
But that, you have to keep a limitations of cleanliness, you know what I'm saying, when you doing shit like that. That's just unhygienic, man. That's real unhygienic.
Why?
And
disgusting.
I mean,
that's what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's not even like a turn on when you watching that type of shit. I mean, if me and my girl watching that, oh, man, I'd be like, bitch, if you try some shit like that, I will kick your ass. You better leave that shit in the fucking movies. That's some,
I used to break up in the mines with a lot of men, and a lot of them had porn. And one of my friends was like, you know, they were playing porn, all of them. They were sitting around watching that. I ended up going to the room because we were having drinks and stuff. And that he had it on the TV, and I'm like, what the fuck are y'all watching? And they were laughing about it, but it was grossing me out. I was just like, I can't sit here and watch this.
That shit, that was like... The other one killed me. I seen the dude, he hitting the two chicks, he got them back like you know how you, like you roll up on your back, like you roll up on your elbows, and you got your ass in there?
Yeah.
He got two chicks back to back, and he hitting right both of them in the back door. He'll jump into one back door, pull it out, jump into the other back door, pull it out. I said, what the hell? I mean, just straight out of one into the other, straight out of one to the other. Oh man, y'all take that shit to like extremes, man. Y'all, man. But that show you, man, money will make a motherfucker do anything. Not me personally, but you know, cause I ain't no money hungry person like that. You couldn't offer me a nose amount of money to be sticking my thing in one back door and put it not raw, not just straight bare back. Hell no.
That's not for me.
Next
question.
Okay,
question.
Back off that. Back off the back door. Are you, I guess since you are on one here, we're going to have to address the question to you. So, you know, are you a finger playing person?
A finger playing person.
Yeah, you know, like the like a, or you like a man to use his fingers and shit.
Oh, you know what? What in foreplay? You mean like only if he does it right? Because I'll give you a story. There's been a person that I met. I was seeing him for a while, and then decided, you know, to get intimate and stuff. And he actually got his hand and put it there and just left it there, not moving it, not nothing. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's gonna like play with something. He's like, he'd have a little rub and then he'd stop. And I'm like, man, what are you doing? And I'm like, do you know what you're doing? And he just looked at me. He's like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was like, what? He's like, I've only done couple of times. I'm like, oh shit. Why
Damn.
Didn't you tell me this when we were each other? And then he's like, I was like, do you even know what a fucking clit is? And he's like, a what? And I was like, you gotta be kidding. He's like, I don't know. He had, that's it, red fucking crosses. I was just like, you know what? No way, I'm out of here. And he's like, are you leaving? I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I can't do this. I said, I can't even try and teach you. I said, because I just did. I mean, I got his hand, and I was like, you know, I had my hand on top of his hand to try and show him what I like or what to do, basically. And he would stop as soon as I pulled my hand away. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to do it myself. If that was the case, I would have stayed home.
You know what I'm saying?
You know? Yeah, but if he does it right, then yes, I do. If he don't do it right, then I'm out of there. I'm going home to my fucking plastic fantastic shit.
All right. Hey. But, I mean, I asked a couple of girls that before, and they was like, nah, I don't like the fingers and all that. Hey, but that's because niggas be trying to molest the damn cootie cat with your fingers and shit. Like, man, you got to be suave with it. You can't be... jamming your shit all up in there and shit like, take that. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Gotta ease up in it, man.
Exactly.
And then the old one, just like your boy, he fucks up for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
You know, if men don't know where a woman's G-spot is, then what's the point of putting it up there, right?
Thank you. I mean, if you can't hit it right, then don't do it wrong. That's just the whole point.
Exactly. Foul. Exactly. That's a foul.
What's that?
If you don't do it right and you do it wrong, it's foul.
Yeah, what we saying with the hand action, though, you know what I'm saying? You know how dudes be trying to, you know, get the party started, but then they get the party started by jamming all up in the chick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Like, come on,
you got to rest.
Yeah, I mean, you don't just stick your whole four fingers up in there and be like, ah, is that sexy? Ah, take that. Ah, my whole hand's up in you. Ah. No.
You know, that shit's wrong. That shit's wrong. You gotta be like,
I ain't got that clip.
Rubbing on the G spot, and while your thumb's on the outside at the same time, rubbing on the clit. Yeah,
oh, there we go. Juton is loaded. We got Juton loaded up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Loaded.
Oh, see, that just got me wet.
Yeah, Juton, get at me. It's one of her songs. She putting up some shit. Fuck that. I'm going to play one of our songs. Fuck that. We finna get in our shit. This was happening. Yeah, this is a favorite song of myself and Goofy Bone. This is for all the ladies. It's called The Pussy Song.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Akira, representing 18.
Women just do anything till you talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no motherfucking sense. I'm at a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she just asked me the goddamn things she wanted to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She said, this pussy tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. Don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! Cause my pain is coming off. I like it real hard, don't like it when it's soft. And I'm feeling free, you should want you to unfreak me. Wanna do it all night, yeah, I like it with this. Want you to fuck me, my sheep eat me. I hook it tight till it drop to the bottom of my throat. Want you to cause I don't wanna choke. My pussy stay ready, you think you can handle it. You can do it slow or fast, just make sure it lasts. And I hate you when a nigga bitch coming off fast. Get that dick rock hard, put my hair, stink my ass. My pussy real deep, but you know I need a fix. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna make me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like a nighttime, let's stop rustling, yeah. And you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna make me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like a nighttime, let's stop rustling, yeah. Don't you talk, don't want you to stop. Got me reaching for my jaws, reaching for the bad place. My arms tired with hurt, the way you make me feel. Boy, it ain't no hurt, got so much blood, I can feel it in my sleep. Fuck me all night, make it feel like a dream. Cause you make my pussy clean, it feels so right. Wanna know what you like, got you feeling real good. Cause you know my pussy tight, wanna do it all night. A freak is what you like, fucking like a porn star. In the car, on the bar, just don't hit it too hard. In the house with your spouse, I be quiet. Don't you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here? Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like a nighttime, let's stop rustling, yeah. Don't you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here? Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like a nighttime, let's stop rustling, yeah. I want what I want, and I want it right now. Why you taking so long? Need to pull your dick out. But the way you really quit, got me feeling for the bitch. Got me calling every day, asking for another bitch. You make my legs twitch when I'm riding a bitch. Know you like it when I spit these explicit lyrics. I even spit on the bitch before you come in here. Wanna see what my pussy tastes like. I want it done right, just pretend you a dyke. And I pretend it's a mic. Get a little sweaty, start real slow. My pussy so hot, you can fuck me in the snow. It's like Pinocchio, I like it when it grows. Cause you wanna stick your dick in your pussy right here. Like you wanna let me come, boy, don't be scared. I like it when you look at, yeah, baby, right there. Like a nighttime, let's
All right, yeah. Am I back on this mofo flipper? Yes, I be. So, shouts out to Akira, you know what I'm saying? Akira Lovely. She's representing out of ATL, you know what I'm saying? That is called the Pussy Song, the Poonana. It's all about the Poonana. The Poonana Song. God damn, girl, you got like 400 digits to your phone number. What kind of shit is that? Yo, she's like longer than
that.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 goddamn numbers. Shit.
No, man, hold on. What's that 973?
I don't know what all that says.
973. No, see, the rest, 089, et cetera, et cetera. That's my home number.
Okay, that's actual. Oh, but the 973 is supposed to be the country code.
973, I have. No, a country code 61. That's why I'm always 614.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
I did that last time, though. It came up 3 different digits every time you hung up and called back in. It was a different number.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit changed it. 141.
You know what? Because I'm calling with a calling card. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Probably what it is.
I got to find my damn credit card. Cause I can call you. I have to use the credit card, the calling card, though. Which is cheap down here. Yeah, it's like $2, you get like 200 minutes and shit. It's like $2.
I get 1,000 minutes for $10.
Oh, well, that's about the same shit.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. That is the same shit, actually. $2 for 200 and then times 5. Yeah, that's the same shit. Same shit.
But, I mean...
But when you start calling international, don't that like chop the card in half?
No, that's what I'm saying. International calls gets me that if I was to call, say, my cell phone, or not my cell phone, but a cell phone, sorry, from my calling card, it halved the minutes because cell phones are more expensive. Like they charge every 30 seconds out here. It's not like a cell phone out there, and you know, if you're using a calling card, seriously, it's actually cheaper to just call direct to a cell phone rather than using a calling card.
Through a calling card, what?
Shoots up your minutes. Yeah, it's crazy. It's actually cheaper for me to call the US rather than call a cell phone out in Australia. So if I was to pick up and call, say, my cousin, and then pick up and call you. Her phone call will probably charge me about, I don't know, $10 or whatever for like 15 minutes or something. But if I was to call you, $10 will get me 1,000 minutes. It's fucking stupid. I don't understand why it's cheaper to call international rather than like, you know, national.
But why you don't use like Skype to make them kind of calls? Oh, that's because you be on the go and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cell phone for a reason. Hmm. It doesn't really matter. Like, I've got a pretty good deal, though, like with my cell phone bill, my cell phone plan, sorry. It's pretty good. It gets me, like, I pay like $49 and it gets me like $650 credit, and I can do what I want with it.
Basically. I don't know what the fuck all that is. I pay $50 a month.
It really does not matter. We're not talking about cell phones and shit like that. We're talking about sex. That's what we're talking about.
Well, hey, that plays into the pitch too. You know what I'm saying? That's the next question, girl. That's the next question. That leads to the next question. You know what I'm saying? Is your thing getting down on the phone, girl? Kicking sweet nothings in there?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your favorite time of talking on the phone sexually?
What's my favorite what? Sorry?
Time.
Oh, any time. See, it doesn't matter what time it is. Morning, night, dusk, dawn, I don't really care. as long as it's all good, he's talking some good shit, I'm feeling real good. And, yeah, he's helping me get all juicy and so good.
Wow, it's a pleasant picture just then. All that picture was juicy. Hold on, let me see if I can find this, man. I got to show you something real quick. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? I need to show you something, too. Here, hold on. I'll type it because no one else is there. Hold on.
I wonder if they're going to show a video of it, though.
What is it?
Oh, I'm going to show it. You just click the link when I drop it in there. Let me see. Video chat live. No, I don't want a video fucking chat.
What are you doing? So, give me something else to talk about while you're doing your thing.
Literal pussy question? Pump. That sounds interesting.
Hello?
Pussy pumping.
Am I talking to myself?
Looks you
like
might.
I'm talking to myself.
Oh, yeah, they got a picture of it. Damn, they got all kind of pictures on here. Okay, yeah, check this out. Check this link out since you thought I was bullshitting.
Who thought you were bullshitting? What are you talking about?
About the pump. Check the pump out.
A female pump? What the fuck?
Google map that. What the fuck is that, your address?
Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? What is she doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck is she doing? What?
Oh, yeah. That's
help
the pussy pump. That's called the pussy pump.
What the fuck is a pussy pump, man?
What is that?
Pump the pussies. Why would you want to pump your pussy? Why? Why, you stupid bitch?
Go down there. It tells you why. Why girls vacuum pump. Every single person on the earth has played, touched, or done something with their privates. Even the so-called Puritan religious people. So, however, a question is regarding why any girl would want to apply suction to her genitalia, breasts, or other body parts. The best way to answer this is simply by accepting that pleasure feels good. When you apply suction to any body part, it can feel good when it is done in a gentle manner. Take, for example, when you suck on the clitoris, using your mouth, it draws blood into it. The clitoris becomes erect, and any woman derives pleasure from genital oral suction. Well, vacuum pumping follows the same patterns. However, it is done using mechanical devices such as a vacuum pump. Many women like how it feels when they gently pump their private parts. It brings pleasure to them. Other girls might like to apply more vacuum suction because they feel like to get a deeper pumping experience. It's all up to the girl as she enjoys her body and her sexuality. Yeah. Pussy pumping, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking right. Fucking right. I
didn't get it. You know what? I just don't.
I had a video, though. It's an actual video. I don't know. I gotta find it.
Why is this bitch pumping her fucking tongue? She's pumping her tongue.
Yeah, the tongue. I didn't get
why
that.
Why do you
want to
pump?
Like,
I don't get it. Why would you want to do that? What, make it bigger? And then what?
Yeah, I'm like, huh? I didn't get that one, but...
No, I didn't. Whatever.
Oh, anyway. here's a before and after picture. Here you go. There you go. Check that out. That's how your shit gonna be looking.
Oh, really? A before and after? Oh, God. Do I really want to see this? Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, girl. You go...
No, I'm just
in touch with your sexuality. With your sexuality.
It's all good. Each to their own, but like to me, I just don't understand why you would want to do that. But anyway, Oh, fuck. Holy shit. What?
Oh, man.
What the fuck is that? Oh, my God. Oh, that just... Oh, God.
Yeah.
That really looks sore. That looks sore. Oh, my God. What the fuck would she think? Why would you... See, I just don't get it. Whose pussy looks like that anyway?
That's the after, though. I'm telling you, I seen... It's a video. I don't know where the hell it's at. And I have to find that video. But it's actually a video that I was telling you, the dude pumped it up, and that's how it came out looking. And then he started wiggling them side to side. I mean, they just wiggle like jello. And she was like, and she just started, like, totally getting off on it. Totally getting off on it.
Wow.
Like a pair of balls and shit.
Wow. Wow. Fucking wow. Like, I'm blown away. Like, that shit's fucking disgusting. And I can't, that, it looks, it's red as shit. It looks painful as hell. Why would you want to do that? See, I wouldn't be able to even touch myself after that. I just don't get it. I just don't.
Look like it hurt like a motherfucker, but.
It looks like a fucking ass. It looks like a fucking ass. That's what it looks like. It looks like a fucking ass.
Man. Oh, man. I should have looked that up, too. I'm going to look that up on Amazon next time when at the bottom where they ask you if you can look up items. I'm going to put that in there. I'm going to see if that shit pop up. A whole show dedicated to the pump.
About the pump. Have you ever pumped your dick?
Hell fucking no. I ain't Austin Powers. That's not mine. Hey, I'll give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, wow.
I forgot what the hell that shit was called. Suck Me All 3000 or some shit he had. That shit was crazy. No, man, I ain't never felt the urge to need to do nothing like that. I mean, shit, women have a enough time with me as it is, so.
Wow.
I don't think I'm,
like, are you as blessed as Goofy as well? God damn.
Man, I'm blessed in my own right. I'm blessed in my own right. I ain't comparing Johnsons.
Wow.
But you know, man, we all ain't got nothing to do with the size either. Because if you got the size, you don't know what to do with it.
I was just about to say, you know what? You need to be able to use it. Size, to me, that's a very popular question that gets asked all the time, and for some reason, I'm always around when they ask. You know, does size matter? Well, to me, size is like, you know, you can have a really fucking huge cock and not be able to use it. Seriously.
Oh, a woman not want to mess with you. Yeah, I mean, shit.
Really?
Some women don't want when they see all that old King Kong, you know what I'm saying, Mandingo. Motherfuckers don't be wanting that shit. 18, would you want at 18 like that chick was having taken? 18? Shit.
You know what? If I wanted him that fucking badly, I would try my best to take it. But you know what? At the end of the day, you can't be like, oh my god, it's 18 inches, because at the end of the day, like, you're gonna they're gonna be fucking you, and that's all you're gonna be thinking of. You're not gonna be able to enjoy. You know, you have to try and like put that in the back of your mind and enjoy the moment.
But, that was just stupid, that video you sent me, though. That didn't make no sense. That was just, like, total body abuse.
God.
I mean, that was body abuse. I'm like, it ain't no way. There is no way that, ain't no way.
Look,
I mean, your body, listen, your body is less than 18 inches long. So if that went into her, that had to be, like, all up in her back or throat or some damn well.
I don't know.
Literally.
But It was my friend. That's my friend.
What?
The guy was my friend, and he was like, "Hey, babe." I'm like, "Well," he's like, "I gotta send you this shit." He goes, "I fucked this slut last night." He's full on. He doesn't give a shit about women. He's like, "I fucked this slut last night." He goes, "I can't believe what she did." And I said, "What did she do, man?" I said, tell me. Like, thinking this is freaking out. He's like, "I was videotaping the shit. She wanted me to videotape it." I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "And as I, you know, she wanted me to fuck her in the ass, so I decided to do it." He goes, "Even though I didn't like it." He goes, "And then I put it in a couple times and did a couple long strokes." He goes, "And then realized, what the fuck is that? You know, hitting the tip of my cock." He goes, "And then I pulled out." He goes, "And I started feeling around." He goes, "And all of a sudden, she just starts pushing out this fucking 18-inch dildo, like." She put it up in there before she started fucking him. Stupid bitch. Why would you do that? Man. Seriously. I just don't understand. But anyway, he's like, "You want to see the video?" I'm like, "Well, not really. But do I have a choice?" He's like, "No, look." And I was like, "Man, I don't want to see your cock." He's like, "Let's fucking look at that."
You're not really, you weren't really packing there, brother. I mean, the 18 inches, when it came out, it really wasn't a good show for you. You know what
I mean? Oh, my God.
It really wasn't a good show for you.
I was like, "What the fuck? How can you? I don't know, man." Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm going to post that to my NaughtyTube page. Damn shit. Yeah. Wow.
You're going to post it. My friend's going to kill me. That's actually him.
I don't give a shit. It's on NaughtyTube. That's what the website is for. Let me send you to a website
Naughty
I be on.
Tube. What's NaughtyTube?
Hold on. I'm finna send it to you. Check. This is the porn version of YouTube.
Wow. Hey, did you Google Map that?
Oh, not yet. I don't really like fucking with Google, man. I really hate Google. I mean, that's
whatever.
Bush's watchdog little network and shit. That's the only reason I don't like Google. I mean, before he got out of whatchamacallit, you know what I'm saying, out of office, he had initiated the Google to, you know what I'm saying, to basically spy on every fucking body, man. But hey, it's YouTube.net. My bad, not that. It's
what? Put it in.
That's what I'm talking about. I am, girl. I am.
Wow. Is it really? Okay. Next question, hon. Oh my God, we don't have that long to go. We got like 11 minutes.
Yeah, we've been running it.
Let's see if we can get a couple more questions in there.
What the hell is this? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. It's male and female on it. You got dudes playing with this shit. Females, male on male. You got everything on this page.
Man, nothing came up. All it said, hold on.
To the .net one? No, I'm saying click on the .net one.
Oh, okay. So ask me another question. I think we've got time for another two before we have to go.
Before
the show's over. But we can continue talking in the archives anyway.
Yeah, 11 minos. 11
minos.
What's 11 anyways? Let me see what the fuck 11 is. Go back to my numbers and shit. Go to my numbers.
Next question, mister. I'm waiting. Wow. This site's insane. Wow. Oh my God, I just thought I'd seen someone I knew.
Hell nah. It's fucked up.
Are these people online right now?
Down at the bottom, yeah. All them motherfuckers is online and shit. Some of them got cams. You got live cams on here. You got shit, everything on here, recorded shit.
What the hell?
Webcam fuck. You got games down at the bottom and shit.
Oh, I like games. I'm not
that shit now. Play It Pays the Rent.
It Pays the Rent? Where's that?
Yeah. All the way down at the bottom. All the way down to the bottom.
Where it says play sex games?
Yeah.
Play free sex games.
And it says it pays the rent. It's got a picture of a white chick laying on the bed.
Okay.
Well, actually, it should have been...
So ask me another question, dude. We're running out of time.
Oh, hold on. I got you. Porn Julio. That is my name, Porn Julio. That's from Fifi for my bunghole.
What?
No.
Where did Goofy Bone go? He just disappears. Just comes and goes as he pleases. Goofy, come back to me.
Click on that.
Oh.
There you go.
Click on what? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Good,
so we went through, let's see, where else we're at, where else we're at.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
Cool game.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Oh, man, that's some funny shit.
Oh, my God, he is hot. Sorry.
The alien?
Who? What
the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about some fucking dude that, what the fuck is he doing, though? Okay, anyway, carry on.
Did you click on the game?
Dude, I clicked on it, but it just came up with more webcams and shit.
Oh. No, the one I just threw in say it pays the rent. I just put one in the chat room.
Sure,
right.
That's the one. Anyway,
right.
Next question.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask a question for me, damn it. You the co-host, shit. What kind of shit is this?
Oh, my God.
Some fucking one-sided shit going on, man. That's what the fuck is going on, some fucking one-sided shit.
It is because it's got to do with the ladies, but that's okay. All right.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What
does the description say?
Oh,
it
okay.
says, then, ladies,
okay.
you right. will have the chance to ask the men in the house anything you like to bring your ass.
Anything.
Thank you for putting that in there.
Anything.
Bring your ass.
Okay.
Bring your ass.
See, I don't know what to ask you.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit, y'all. Listen, people, are you freaking hearing this? Are you freaking hearing this? This is what I'm freaking dealing with every freaking day. This right here. This is what I'm dealing with, okay?
Fuck off.
Freaking taking it, but you can't freaking give it, okay?
Hey, hold on. I fucking give. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
Thank you.
I hear you virtually.
Oh, you know what? Whatever. Whatever. You know, okay. Next question. Do you like it when, let me think, which question I should ask? I only got a few minutes left. All right.
Doom, 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 doom.
Actually, no. You know what? I'm not even going to ask that. Okay, next question. Do you like role play? Do you like it when a woman dresses up in, like, sexy lingerie and dances around for you all sexy and then, you know, lets you take it off her and or whatever, she takes it off for you? Or what do you like? Do you like that? Do you like role play, sexy lingerie, all that shit? Or do you think lingerie is pointless?
I do the teddies and all that. I buy a woman a teddy, you know what I'm saying? I buy a lingerie, something I want to see in. But then at the same time, I'm a Taj type of person. We got a sex boutique down here called Taj. That's where you get all like the freaky leather clothes and whips and chains. And I mean, I try anything once.
Wow.
You know, but then you got to have. Well, nah, you ain't finna. Hell, nah, I ain't going back to slavery. What kind of shit is that? I'll be whooping my motherfucking ass. Hell no. Fucking whoop some shit. Hell kind of shit. You want me to have a fucking Kuta Kinte flashback around this motherfucker? You want to stop hopping around the room and shit like my feet cut off? Girl, I'm starting nothing. Won't be nothing. Shit. But yeah, I'm into that. My old his Miss Thang sent me a picture one time that she got from a little sex boutique, and it was I don't know what the fuck it was. It was sexier than a motherfucker though. The pussy was hanging all out, but the ass was like covered up. But then it was like a leather spider web type outfit or something she had on. I was like,
oh, like a full netted bodysuit with the pussy that's cut out.
Yeah, but then it's like strapped out, so the nipples are out and everything is kind of out.
Yeah.
Put it that way, all the main spots are out.
Yeah, the main spots are out, but everything else is covered up, like with like fishnet stocking kind of material.
No, it's just all leather though. Yeah, it's just an
all leather. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Just all leather outfit.
Wow, that sounds hot.
Fucking hot. It was fucking hot. Fucking hot. Didn't see it in person, but the picture was speaking a million words to me. Speaking a million words.
Wow. See?
I'm talking about.
Wow. Okay, cool. That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you like to do it in the mirror? While you looking at each other?
Oh, fuck yeah. I like that.
Visual.
I like that.
But yeah, that's you. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's your face up against the mirror. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's you.
Oh. You're crazy.
No. Next.
Next?
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes, damn it. Hurry up.
I don't know. That was my only question.
Look at this shit. One damn question for the man.
Oh.
See this shit?
Do you like... Okay, you know, next question. Next fucking question. First, let me ask it. Do you like a woman when she... I mean, squirters. Have you ever come across a squirter that you...
I want to ask you that. I guess that's a universal question. No, I always seen that. Off of NautiTube, you can click on NautiTube, you'll see that shit. That looks fake as hell to me, though. And I'm like, what the hell? So, I mean, so I ain't never been with nobody, then they're, like, pissed on me, you know what I'm saying, but she's actually squirting. That's what that shit looked like. That shit looked artificial
it
as hell,
does.
But
it
was
does.
From different women. I'm saying I haven't seen it from different women, but I swear it looked like they put a bottle of water in this shit and then just started, you know, then squash and then just let it squirt out. Because there's no fucking way. ain't no fucking way, man. Ain't no fucking way. I seen it. It's a video with a dyke chick. You know what I'm saying? Old stud chick, and she got the chick outside on the table, and she doing it. And she just
it's
like
one
rubbing.
Left. We're gonna say goodbye to everybody.
Oh yeah, peace out, sorry. Y'all. Bugger off.
Listen to the archives because this conversation is gonna continue. So listen to the archives.
Yeah, y'all want to get into the VIP. Y'all gotta call in 347-237-5125 and you got less than 60 seconds to call in and be a part of the VIP line.
Yeah.
If you're not, then you're not.
Then you're not. Too fucking bad.
Yeah, I don't know what Goofy at. He ain't calling in to get in on the back line.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking kick his ass. I wanted him to be VIP too.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh,
so okay, apply that same question to yourself. Are you?
No, you know what? I don't squirt. I don't squirt. When I come, it oozes, baby. It oozes. And but no, I don't squirt. And I have been with a woman before, and she was a fucking squirter, and I freaked the fuck out the first time. I thought she was pissing on me. I fucking almost slapped the bitch. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? For real. Seriously, oh my god. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, yes, I have been with another lady.
Yeah.
And yeah, and she was a squirter, and I absolutely freaked. I didn't know. I just freaked. That was it, because like
I'm just going to say it. I just put it all out on the table. I was eating her pussy, and, you know, she was just like, oh, I'm about to come. And yeah, I kept going, and then all of a sudden, she's like, pull back. I was like, what? And I got up, and I looked at her. I'm like, what? And then she just squirted everywhere, and it went all over me, and I was, like, freaking the fuck out. And I was yelling at her. She didn't fucking warn me, the stupid bitch. She didn't warn me.
Hell, fucking nah.
And I got up, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm a squirter. I'm like, what the fuck is a squirter? I didn't know what a squirter was, because I'm not a squirter, so I didn't know that squirters existed, because I've never seen one before. And she was like, yeah, she goes, I'm a squirter. And I went, please explain what the fuck a squirter is. I said, did you just piss all over me? I said, I'm going to kill you. And she's like, she goes, no. She's explaining to me what a squirter is. See, I find it funny now, but at the time, I was pissed as hell. I was so fucking mad. I was so mad. I thought she pissed all over me. And then the first thing I did, I just got up and just went and had a shower, because I was like, I'm not fucking staying here with all this shit all over me. Oh, my God. Freaked me out. And then, yeah. And then whatever happened later happened. But that's my story with squirting. I did not know what the fuck it was, but until I got squirted all over me. Now everybody knows that I've been with a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been with a woman too. Yeah.
Shut up. You're cute. Yes.
So you ever did
women and men, huh?
Have you had your threesome?
Yes, I have. I have indeed.
Enjoyed it, or was it all?
Fuck yeah. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Was it two men or two women?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've done it with both.
Yeah. Which would you prefer?
Hard question. That's a hard one. Okay. I like the whole two women on one man thing, but like, I love the whole like being with two men. I mean, loved. It. Let me rephrase that. Loved it at the time. Don't know if I would ever go there again because, I just wouldn't. I like to try anything once. And at the time, it was with my ex-boyfriend and his best friend. And because me and my ex, we were just like experimental, and we did everything and anything together. And one night, he just hit me up. He's like, "Yeah, you want to be with my friend?" I was like, no, not really. But he was like, come on. He goes, and anyway, convinced me eventually, and I'm kind of glad he did, because it's definitely an experience I'll never forget. I did some crazy shit that night. Oh my God. And then his girlfriend, because she was bisexual too, she decided to join in as well. I sound like a real fucking hoe. I'm really not.
You sound like a real freak. I don't even call it that. I call it just real freaky diggy.
Yeah, I am. I'm definitely a freak, and get down and dirty, like you put it. But
down and dirty.
I'm down for whatever, basically. But that time of my life was amazing. Like I had done shit I probably would never do again, and he was all with my boyfriend at the time, and it's not like I was sleeping around with a million different people, I'm not like that. I just had him. It was just me and him and the other people that joined in, but it was only the same two people every time, so, because we did it a few times. Anyway, next subject. I'm just going to keep on talking about it. I really
shouldn't. What? I've been, I got this this chick that my uncle had turned me on to, you know what I'm saying? She and I should have known off top, because when we first met her, she was like, I like to dance. If any female ever tell you that, she a stripper. There ain't no average female walking around town saying, yeah, I like to dance in the club. Hell no. Nah. And that was her first, you know what I'm saying? That's how she, you know, approached us. So I was talking to her for a couple of, you know, week or two, whatever. My homeboy birthday rolled around. So I hit her up. I was like, hey, you want to come hang out at the party with me and my homeboy? You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, you going to come pick me up? I was like, yeah, I'm come scoop you. So boom, I go scoop up and shit. We at the party and shit. House full of fucking people. And I was like, shit, let's go into the room. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, all right, boom. So I tell my homeboy, I say, hey, man, look. I said, we finna go into the room, you know what I'm saying? Come on and give me a few seconds, and, you know what I'm saying, knock on the door. So, boom, he knocked on the door. A few seconds later, he knocked on the door. So I had already cleared it with her, you know what I'm saying, while we in the room. I said, it's my homeboy's birthday, you know what I'm saying? What's up? She was like, shit, what's up? She was like, it's whatever. I was like, okay, it's whatever. So come in the room. She came in the room. You know, I'm handling my biz, you know what I'm saying, before he even did anything. I'm in there handling my biz. And then he gets on her. I mean, we in there. I mean, we was really. It was more funny than it was anything else. He on a pill. She on a pill. I'm on shit. I'm just looking at the whole situation. I mean, he hitting her from the back, and I'm holding her ass open and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole scene of it was just totally fucking hilarious. I mean, it was real. While we sitting out there, while we in the action, we literally high fiving each other and shit. I mean, and laughing our ass off. We literally during the whole time we just laughing, tripping that this shit is going down. That shit down. We went down for like 2 hours, man. I mean, we had it stretched out in the damn room for like 2 hours. Oh man, it was crazy. That was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, yeah. You know, LP. Shouts out my nigga LP. You know what I'm saying? Only realest nigga I ever represented with, man. We damn sure represented. That shit there was funny as hell.
Wow.
Yeah, that was exclusive. Yeah. But he's the thumber, you know what I'm saying? He's the thumber, like put his thumb all up in you. I seen him do that shit, and she trying to knock his hand away and shit, and I'm like, man, what the fuck is you doing? You cannot catch a cab with me, nigga. Get your ass off. Put your thumb down, man. We don't need to hitchhike. Put your damn thumb down. We ain't catching no rides with that thing, man. We ain't catching no rides.
Peanuts
all over it. Peanuts all over your finger, man. We ain't catching no rides today, man. We ain't catching no rides.
Wow.
We ain't catching no rides today.
You're crazy.
That was pretty fun situation there, man. That was pretty fun. So what's the youngest guy you ever been with?
Youngest, okay, well, that's, youngest guy was like, oh my God, 4 years younger than me, 3 years younger than me, he was, hold on, let me calculate, 3 years, no, he was 3 years younger than me, I was a bad girl. Oh yeah, he was my little toy boy. I played around with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was single for 5 years of my life, and he was my little toy boy in between, and yeah, it was good. He was amazing for a youngin. That's all I'm saying.
Young and dumb, but full of cum. That's what they say.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Mm. But
But you know what? In saying that, he was great at what he did. Like, he was amazing. We had great sex. But there'll be times where he just could not get up. He would smoke that much weed. He would get high because when he's high, he does the complete opposite. Like, some guys really fucking get horny. Yeah. He just used to just go soft, and he's like, I need to stop the weed. I'm like, you need to stop smoking the weed when I'm around. You smoke it later, not when I'm around. Because,
I mean, you know, I went, it's the amount, though. I mean, and people don't believe that. If you sitting there, I mean, like 4 or 5 blunts, yeah, your sexual game ain't going to be up to, well, at least mine ain't. I mean, it ain't going to be all up. I really can't speak on that, because if you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't matter what the fuck I'm on. I could be on downers, goddamn it. If you know how to bring me up, hey, I'll be up.
Oh, I knew how to bring him up. Trust me. Trust me, I did. But he just, like, I mean, we'd say, for example, we'd be, like, straight fucking, right? Dick's hard, whatever. He comes, we're laying there waiting for the next round and shit. He'll start smoking. He'll start smoking a blunt, and then he just can't get it hard again. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? It only happened when he was high.
I'm saying it makes you relax. So if you done did it, and now you smoking a blunt, now you're going to make you extra relaxed. You know what I'm saying? Literally.
How come it does the opposite effect on some people? Some people just get horny as shit, and that's it. It's all over. Like, you'll be fucking hours.
For me, it's the type of herb, too. I mean, I don't had horny goat weed where it just make you want to, you know what I'm saying, do the damn thing. Other shit make you want to just clean the fucking house up. And then, you know, other shit just make you want to, you know what I'm saying, sit the fuck back and chill. Yeah. I don't smoke some shit that just had me, like, active, you know what I'm saying, want to get up and move around, clean some shit up.
Yeah, I used to smoke some shit like that all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is different herb now. Different herb do different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just might need to switch his damn shit up.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing about that.
Wow. He was lovely.
No, I don't think I've been with no young girl. Every chick I always dated was always older than me. Always 5 to 10 years older than me, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I couldn't go for young. I can only go into the
What's the oldest woman you've been with?
42. I was,
and how old were you?
What the fuck was that? When the hell was that thing? I just came home from the military or something. Yeah, that was shit. Now I'm like 20 or something. Like, I was younger than a pit.
Wow. She was a MILF.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't even that situation. I wasn't even supposed to be going there. The chick was a friend of my mama's, and she came over to sleep one night because some shit happened at her house. And, you know, at the time, it was a one-bedroom, so I slept in the living room, you know what I'm saying? So she had to sleep in the living room on the other couch. And, shit, we sitting there watching TV. She kept looking up at me. Next thing you know what I'm saying? She's like, come here. I was like, what's up? Stood in front of her, you know what I'm saying? She bobbed on the knobbin. And, you know, and then we did the do. Quietly.
Did the do.
Well, I've been with two 42
year olds. Have you ever slept with one of your friend's moms?
Have I? No, I don't think I did that.
No.
Wanted to. Probably would, but no. Yeah. I don't think I did. Yeah, I always be kind of self-conscious, you know what I'm saying? Come home and catching that action going down. You know, damn it, smell, what the hell, man? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. One of my friends actually slept with his friend's mom. And he walked in on it.
Yeah.
You know, this is my friend, the one that slept with his friend's mom. He is he's the young man that I used to sleep with. And he like, there was five of us. We were like a real tight bunch, and it was me and my best friend Roslyn, and then the other three guys, and there was a few more, but it was mainly those three. And the one I was sleeping with, he slept with Brad's mom, and Brad was telling me the story. I never knew about it. He's like, oh yeah. He goes, I caught him in the act with my mom, and I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah. He goes, apparently, he went in there to ask her something. He went into her bedroom to ask her like a quick question, and she's like, no, I don't have that, but I got this for you. And she pulled the covers off. She spread her legs open. And apparently, he just went for it. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, my mom's a fucking slut. He goes, yeah, my mom's a fucking slut. He goes, she's always been like that. He goes, but. You know, he goes, that's my boy. He goes, he shouldn't do that. I was like, no, he shouldn't. But, man, it's crazy. And, you know, he never spoke to him again, and still not speaking to him about it. But,
yeah, that's kind of friendship ruin. I mean, it's not like you can invite him ever over for dinner and shit. And
exactly. They grew up together. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy.
Damn.
But I also got another friend that did the same thing. A bunch of guys I used to hang out with, and yeah, one of the guys slept with his mom, and he didn't speak to him. He actually, cut him out of his life. And I told him, I was like, you know, maybe you should just like talk to him about it. He's like, I ain't fucking talking with him. He shouldn't have slept with my mom, blah, 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 blah. I was like, all right, well, maybe he made a mistake. Like, you can tell he was sorry, you know. He was drunk and he just happened or whatever. And he could tell he was sorry, and that's why I told.
But see, now, that too, man, alcohol is a mother, you know what I'm saying? That's a motherfucker. So, and, I mean, it's a total inhibitor, you know what I'm saying? And it you don't, you know. You don't always know what you're doing when you're on the alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you have to be responsible for.
You do know what you're doing. You do know what you're doing. It just makes you do stupid things. Mm. You do know what you're doing. Because I've been messed up. I've been fucked up, trust me, to the point where I cannot walk. I still knew what the fuck I was doing at the time. Mm. You always know what you're doing. You don't. But, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
I went through that, though.
But, my friend, the other guy that I've known for a long time, the one that slept with his mom, he actually passed away. He died in a car accident about 5 years ago. And he was one of my best friends in the whole world. And, I was trying to get them to, you know, talk to each other, but the other guy didn't want to have anything to do with him. I was like, you know, anything could happen. Tomorrow could, you know, might not come. Do you know what I'm saying? And he just didn't want a bar of it. And then he died a couple of weeks later. It was just crazy. And he regrets it now. So it's very sad, very sad situation. And it was one of the most devastating times of my life, losing my male best friend. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Damn.
But
yeah, that's
very sad story. Very sad story. But yeah, it's just insane. But he,
that's one
the
thing
other
I...
guy, huh?
What's that?
No, the other guy is like, you know, I should have listened to you. And I'm like, well, should have, could have, what? But you didn't, but you can't feel bad about it now. Like, it just, shit happens, as they say. Not quite, I didn't quite say it like that. But, you know, moral of the story is you should not fight with the people that you love. That's it, because tomorrow might never come. And I try to live every day like that now. I never used to. I try and live like that every day because I can't leave the house if I'm fighting with someone because I might not come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes. I've had fights with people and they've driven off. I'd call them and say, hey, I'm sorry. Even if I leave them a voicemail, just to say I'm sorry. Even if I'm not and they still piss me off, I still say it. Because you never know.
Yeah, life is short, man. Life is definitely...
It is. It is too short. It totally is. And it's very crazy, especially like, you know, if you're fighting with someone over something really stupid, or I mean, that wasn't stupid, that was pretty big, but still, you know, that's been your boy your whole life. He was drunk and young. He was young still at the time. And, you know, he was only like 18, 19, you know. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go all sad, so next question.
Hmm. Wow, Alan, yeah, that's some shit.
Sorry, I don't even know how the fuck I even got to that subject, but anyway.
Yeah, we is all the way 360 and we got around the hill. What happened? We fell into the friend zone. Oh, no, we're in the friend zone. Oh.
Wow.
Have you ever did that? Fell into the friend zone with a dude that you wanted to get with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I hate that shit. Fall into the fucking friend zone. You fucking friend.
Yeah, but you can be friends but still fuck. You can be friends but still fuck.
No, that
not with everyone. Not with everyone. I've got male friends that I do not sleep with. I do not sleep with them. Well, 99.9% of my friends. The other 0.1 is one person that still to this day. If and when we're single, we meet up and have a little romp.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak. It's crazy.
See, yeah, I got one, you know, his Miss Thing. That's the only chick that, it's weird, you know what I'm saying? We've been together over, shit, since 96? And we still talk to this day, but she's over in Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? I'm here and I'm doing my thing. She's doing her thing. But I mean, yeah, if we, you know, ever cross paths, you know what I'm saying? It's like that bodily connection, you know what I'm saying? We know each other so well, you know what I'm saying? So we know, you know what I'm saying? I know exactly what to do to turn on. I know how to do it, what to say, you know what I'm saying? You just,
yeah.
You know, I know her. She knows me, you know what I'm saying? And it's select people, you know. Now, I got other friends in the world who I done, you know, in the past military that I have been with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That if we cross paths, we might, just because we ain't seen each other in a long time, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
not just for the sake of, you know, we might end up getting into it, but been that, done that, you know. Now it's opposite. Now it's late for you, and I'm up looking like a fucking chicken with his head cut off and shit.
I know, right? I'm just like, it's only 2:30, though.
Just a couple of hours ago, sucking that good air and doing it real well. Now you're bombing out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt last night. It was a point my mom walked in the... walked in the living room and shit. I'm curled up in the damn couch and shit, trying to talk and look at the fucking chat room and shit. I'm in that bitch about to fall asleep, man. I would fall asleep. You know, in the chair, fall asleep like a bitch. I'm tired, man. I was good. About 4 o'clock, I was good. But then after that, oh man, this shit just started going downhill, man. Just started going downhill. I'm not going to be able to hang in there, guys. I'm not going to be able to hang in there. Freaking sucking on the second wind right now. Definitely how it be. So what you got planned for the rest of your weekend? I mean, you know, you got Sunday coming up. You know?
Yes, I do. Well,
you know, 2 weeks vacation.
Technically, it's Sunday for me now.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
My Sunday is going to be jam-packed with fuck all.
What the hell is that? Fuck off. First it's loopy. Damn, I gotta be writing this shit down, man. Y'all gonna be writing this shit down. First it's damn loopy. I'm fucking. Oh man.
Yeah, man. Jam packed means I'm doing absolutely nothing tomorrow. I don't have anything planned as yet, but I could receive a phone call in the morning. I can make a few and end up doing something, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't see me for me Sundays are my chillaxing day. Sundays is a day where I do nothing. I'll watch DVDs, I'll read a book, you know, I'll do whatever I feel like doing at the time. I don't like to go out because Sundays to me is boring. You know, there's nothing to do out here on a Sunday. I mean, there is, but there's not. It's all boring shit. If you've got a family, you can go out a family outing, but...
That was like my whole thing when I was in Germany. Motherfuckers like, well, man, there's so much shit to do. Yeah, but it's really catered to couples and shit. I mean, it's something
couples,
like you would
exactly.
Get your girl, y'all go down the countryside and, you know, go look at the vineyards and all that kind of shit, you know. But that ain't something I'm finna do by myself. Like, what the fuck I want to look at some damn wine vineyards for? They grape shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but that's
exactly.
some hold hands and, you know, that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But... When I was in Germany, I was the president for this shit called BOSS, Better Opportunity for Single Soldiers. And what it was when new soldiers came in, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, I had to brief them on you know, welcome to Germany, blah blah, squad A bullshit. If you know, you need anything, you know what I'm saying? Basically, the soldiers came to me. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go to their chain of command. You know what I'm saying? They didn't go to they sergeants or anybody, you know what I'm saying, they came and talked to me, and I was the liaison to go and talk to the chain of command, you know what I'm saying, to get the situation straight. And so through that, I got to plan parties and stuff. That's how I went to Italy, you know what I'm saying. I went down to Vicenza, and that was hot, you know what I'm saying. I enjoyed that on the gondola boats and all that shit with the old Milo man, but the bitch wasn't singing, you know what I'm saying. I'm like, damn, man, I thought you supposed to be singing old Milo. Oh, what a Milo. Something, something, something. Ariobasto. Not too spicy, eh? You know, like the hamburger commercials. Yeah, that's my depiction of Italy. The hamburger helper commercial. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Wow.
It wasn't like, well, it was like that. They just didn't sing. You know what I'm saying? They stood on the back of the boat. And they ride you all around the city. That's their transportation. No cars, you know what I'm saying? Bicycles and maybe a scooter, you know what I'm saying? A little moped here and there, but mainly bicycles. And because the whole city is on top of water, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, the entire city is over water.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, like, you can walk out your door and you're going to fall your ass into the ocean. That's how they shit is built up. And I'm like, wow, this shit is crazy. So they be like, they houses actually move, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you inside one of the houses, the shit's moving inside. Your shit moves, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the water actually pushes the foundation. I'm like, wow, that's some crazy shit, man. I didn't even like the floating floors that we had in my damn house. We had the wood paneling floors, you know what I'm saying, throughout the house. They call them floating floors, because when you walk on them, the floor actually moves, and it feels like you're floating, you know what I'm saying? It's got, like, cracks, you know what I'm saying, between them. I don't know, not big cracks, but enough that the board can breathe, you know what I'm saying? So when you step on it, you actually feel like the whole floor is moving and shit. That was pretty cool. Maintenance sucked on it. The shit get wet. Oh, man, then you fucked. You fucked up. But other than that, it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. Now we got this wood panel some shit in the kitchen, but it ain't what we came from. And the old place had something different. The whole house, the entire house was wood panel. The entire house. I mean, every room, except for the bathrooms, was wood panel floors. So that was...
Wow.
I mean, the only thing about the wood is it's a... It's dust. It's a dust attractor. You know what I'm saying? It attracts that dust and shit. And that's the only thing I didn't like about it. I was like, man, that shit too fucking dusty, man. And then you have to clean up every fucking day. You got to try to clean it up. I'm like, damn, man, this shit sucks, man. Fucking have to clean the shit, man. I mean, not that. I mean, I like cleaning, but not every day. Not having to sweep every day the same old shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit got boring. I was like, God, man, this shit sucks. Fucking sucks. Fucking wood floors. Now we got carpet. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go back to the old carpet cleaning days and vacuuming and all that kind of shit, you know, which is cool, you know. I'm cool. I'm down with the vacuum, you know what I'm saying? Down. Cool with it. You know, all good, all great. But I'm, so I mean, now, judging by your kitchen in the background, I mean, what, you a clean freak?
Yeah.
Oh, you like, you always like to see shit left, dress right, dress and all that, you know what I'm saying? The cans got
well,
to be.
Well, no, I'm not a clean freak like that, but I like to, you know, I like to tidy up after myself and yeah, basically, it, you know, to me it's like, you know, if you've got a dirty dish and you put it in the sink, just fucking wipe it over and put it away. You know, it takes 30 seconds. And then there's not a whole fucking sink full of dishes that you have to do. Because to me, in my household, with my sister and her kids, you know, from morning to evening, you've got like 55,000 fucking plates there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's like,
yeah. Especially with kids. I mean, they go in there
exactly.
And just, you know.
And
that's,
I mean,
why we
I
paper
understand.
Cups and shit.
I understand, which is cool, but like, I come home to do them every day, and it does my head in. So, to me, it's like, I like to, you know, try and tell them, just clean it, please. But, yeah, I like to keep my things tidy. My room and the whole house. Yeah. Just tidy, you know. And at the end of the day, you're not having to clean up, like when you have to clean up for some particular reason or whatever, you don't have to clean up and clean the whole house at the time that takes you like 10 hours. Whereas if, you know, say for example you've got someone coming over, you can quickly tidy up, it'll take you like a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just like to stay tidy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say a clean freak, but I just like, you know, when I see a couple of dishes, you know what I'm saying, I might let them stand. And then they get to like 10, I go ahead and wash them motherfuckers, you know, or at least throw them in the dishwasher and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or a dishwasher, exactly. Exactly. We've got a dishwasher. We just don't use it. I don't even know why we don't use it. But we don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you, yeah, put it in the fucking dishwasher, we can turn it on at night. Saves me from bloody doing them, you know. Because I swear, that's my nickname in the house, dishwasher. That's who I am. Damn dishwasher.
Yeah, no.
But, oh, man, I am so cold. It is so cold.
Oh, we got to check the temperature, y'all. We are checking the weather.
Yeah, check the temperature for me. Tell me how cold it is out here.
This weather report is sponsored by
weather.com.
Weather.com. Entering Perth. Perth, Australia. The current temperature is 41 degrees Fahrenheit and 5 degrees Celsius.
5 degrees, see? Man, I knew it was cold.
41 degrees, that's all right. That's all right. Partly cloudy.
That's cold. What are you talking about?
That's all right.
No, that's cold to me.
Right.
I don't know how the fuck I'm going to survive in the snow out there. I'm going to freeze my fucking tits off.
No, I mean, really, the snow ain't what's the messed up part about cold. You know what I'm saying? The snow is like the beautiful part of it. It's the wind chill factor that kicks in that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it don't even have to be no snow on the ground in that wind chill factor kick in. Man, shit. That shit feel like somebody cutting you across your damn face with some razor blades. That is not a good feeling. I felt that shit in Kentucky and in Germany. Germany, it got, I think the coldest it got while I was there was like -3 degrees. And that was with no wind chill, though. That was just like -3. Like, you can go outside if it's 0 degrees, you know what I'm saying? But if it's any wind blowing, that's what the fuck makes it cold. It can be snow all around the damn place. It ain't going to be cold. It's only cold when that wind start kicking up. And that's when that wind chill factor kick in. Man, shit. Uh-oh. What we got? Each way based on a round trip travel from Los Angeles to San Francisco, Australia. Oh, shit. From $280.
What?
Shit.
What?
Round trip, $560.
From
Los Angeles to Sydney. It's $560 round trip. San Francisco, $560. New York, $720 round trip.
Wow. That's cheap as shit. Hurry up and come see me, everybody that's listening to this.
Right,
you can stay in my house with me. I'll put you up. I wouldn't let any one of my friends stay in a hotel.
Flexible dates.
Man, are you serious? That's cheap as shit.
Yeah,
I should have waited to buy my fucking ticket.
See,
I mean, I got mine cheap anyway. I got $1,000 off mine because I showed boob that day. I went in with a low-cut top. And yeah. So you can get whatever you want with breasts. It's great.
Yeah, but that was a joke a comedian had made. Like, yeah, let a dude try that. Pop his ball out and shit and see what the fuck happens. Like, take that, girl. Ain't that sexy? Yeah. One ball, take that. Yeah. Take my shit out and put it on the counter. You think I think they'll like that? I don't think so. That's not working for men. Yeah, that's not working. I'm trying to see how much, what the fuck is an Aussie pass?
Is that including taxes, too? Huh?
That's okay, hold on. Okay, no, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
Of course.
So, okay, 2 stopovers are permitted, 1 free in Auckland and 1...
Auckland, that's New Zealand. You can see Lola on the way.
Okay, hold on. Prices are each way based on round-trip purchase. Prices include fuel surcharges of $160 from the U.S., U.S. and foreign taxes, fee including September 11th security fee, are an additional what the hell? Y'all got that shit all jumbled the fuck up. Fee including September 11th security fee are an additional
$150.
What the fuck is a September 11th security fee? Yeah, like, the fuck is that? Depending upon itinerary. What? Your minimum stay is none. Maximum stay is 12 months. I guess that's on one round trip ticket. Damn. That's gooder than a bitch.
You can stay 12 months? How come you're going to stay 12 months and I can only stay 3?
On one
that's
fucking,
fucking
ticket.
That's bullshit. I'm ripped off.
Damn, that's some shit. Yeah. This is through Qantas flights. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Is that one of your airlines?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For Qantas to be that cheap? That's bizarre. They're expensive as shit.
What?
That's crazy. Wow.
U.S. dollars based on round trip economy class travel, yeah?
Wow.
Ain't no that cheap shit. I'm thinking 1,000 something motherfucking dollars. But see, let me plan it from. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Plan
okay,
it from,
figure that out. I'll be back in like 2 seconds, okay?
All right, international flights. Okay. Coming from Tampa, Florida. Florida, where the fuck is that at? Orlando. Okay, yeah, that'll work. Orlando. And, yeah, sort by price. And we're going to Sydney, Melbourne. That's for one way. It's from prices for the next. Oh, prices are good for the next 12 months, I guess. All that shit's on sale. Perth, there it is. Hoop, there it is. Oh, sorry, y'all. Let's see. Prices for the next 12 months. Round trip, yeah. Looking for a round trip. Yes, we all heard her go to the bathroom. Yes, we will be joking when she comes back.
Hello?
Yes, did you have a nice squat with the party?
Did I have a what?
A nice squat of the party.
Squat of the party? The fuck are you on about?
Did you have a nice squat on the party?
Oh, on the party. Hey, no, I didn't go to pee.
That's all I heard was a bunch of like, damn.
No, I had to, I'm in bed now. I've just turned off all the lights, turned my computer off. I'm wrapping myself up in my blanket. I'm getting all cozy because it's fucking cold and I'm tired, so I just needed to wash my makeup off. That's what I was doing. So now I can relax.
All right, we going from...
Damn.
You okay? Need some help?
Oh, yeah. I'm playing. No, it's nice. I'm just
the fuck they
warm.
Mean they can't find a fare?
What?
Nah, I'm trying to book the goddamn flight. They got a one way from Perth. Well, no, Perth one way from this is Orlando. This is from Orlando to Perth for $667.
That's
round trip.
Fucking brilliant.
But it's hold on, let me plan this shit for July. How about that? There we go.
But that's not fees and charges, huh?
Return can
not included.
Hey, what's that? Come. What you mean?
She come for my birthday next week.
I'll be right there.
Someone celebrate my
30th. Hook up with
my 30th with me.
I have to hook up with Nettie Ned and shit and get a discount. Oh, she don't get discounts on hotels, though. She don't get discounts on still,
yeah,
I can't find
you don't
a
need
fucking
a hotel.
Place.
You can stay with me.
All right, girl. Damn,
you can
with
pick
the
whichever room you want.
Oh, yeah. I only need one room. One room.
I only need one room. What room's that?
I don't know. Whatever room you in. I'll be at sneaking around.
Bunk with
sneaking
me?
Around.
Huh?
Yeah, girl, we're gonna bunk like old army buddies and shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel something hard poking in your back, that's just my flashlight that I always carry with me.
You crazy. Nah, man. Oh, really? So would you spoon me?
Oh, yeah. Just watch out for my nightstick. You know what I'm saying? I'm always on
wow.
patrol. I'm always on patrol.
That's crazy. Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'll let you. You know what? I don't mind sharing my bed. You can come and sleep in my bed with me. Because especially in the wintertime, it gets very cold out here, so it would be nice to have a warm body next to me.
No, I'm a hot body, though. I'm real hot.
Ooh, you're hot. Okay.
Yeah, I get one of them old, as soon as I get on the cover, start sweating type persons and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
But I mean, my body just gets real, real hot.
Hot.
All right. But I'm that type of person anyway. I'm the sweaty type of person. I like to, you know what I'm saying? I like to get in the cold and get real hot and shit. That's just me. You know? I don't like the cold at all. You keep that shit. AC, I ride with the AC. It'd be 98 degrees outside and shit. I'm riding with the damn windows down, sunroof open. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
chilling.
You're a freak. Really?
Chilling, yeah.
Wow. I'm
do all the AC shit.
See, in
AC
the wintertime, I'm the same. I like to get under the covers and get all nice and warm and stuff. But I'm weird, okay? Don't laugh either, but I have to have my feet out of the blankets.
That's what your heat leaves from your head and your feet. That's where you lose all your heat from.
I know, but you know what? It's like if I have my feet under the blankets, I get too hot. That's why I have my feet out. I know it makes no sense, but that's just the way I sleep. And I was going to say something else. Oh, but in the summer, shit, I sleep naked, and I sleep naked all the time, even in the winter. It doesn't really matter. But in the summer, man, I have to have the aircon on, because if I don't have an aircon on, I'm dying. It gets so hot. I don't know how hot it gets down there, but it gets fucking hot as hell up here. Seriously. You need aircon.
We don't get to no 100 plus and all that.
I've had summer days where it has gone up to about 120 degrees. Mm. Now, that is hot. Now, you need the aircon. You cannot survive, especially in a house. Because, you know, obviously it's hotter in the house most of the time without aircon than it is outside. If you're in the house and you don't have aircon on and it's 120 degrees outside, your ass is going to fucking roast in there. You're going to die. It gets hot. And up north it gets even hotter. I've worked up in the mines, like I mentioned before, and it gets like probably about 10 degrees more, like 10 degrees hotter than what it does down here. And it's compulsory, like it's compulsory to have an aircon up north. You have to have an aircon up north. The government makes you buy aircon.
What the hell is an aircon?
An aircon.
Air condition?
Yeah, aircon.
Fucking aircon. Yeah. Damn, what y'all language? Yeah. I think you talking slang to me. I think you talking Australian Ebonics.
Whatever. Whatever. Wow.
Hey, no. First we looping. Man, then we fucking Cheerio and whatever the hell you said. We doing some shit.
Okay, I remember what I said.
You didn't write it down.
I thought you were making a list.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to, but she was too
you
hilarious.
You need to listen to the archives.
Now, see, this looks right. Okay, now this looks right. All right, the cheapest shit I've seen is $1,868, and that's for a round trip from Orlando to Perth, Australia. Two stops connects in Los Angeles, California, and Brisbane, Australia. Depart Sunday, June 28th at 1:10 p.m. and arrive Tuesday, June 30th at 12 p.m. Damn! 33 fucking hours?
Yes.
Damn! I mean, the longest I've been on was 14. It was a 14-hour flight from Florida to Germany. It's 14, but that shit was longer than a bitch. 30 damn 3 hours?
is taking me. I leave.
I'll look that up. Hold on.
I leave Perth at 5 o'clock in the evening on the 10th of October, and I arrive in LA on the 11th at 11:15 a.m. Now, mind you, Perth is like 12, 13, 14, 15 hours in front of LA. So technically, hold on, if it's 11:15 in the morning, then it's 2:15 in the morning in Perth Wednesday. So, not Wednesday, fucking on the...
Now what the hell? Well,
on the 12th. I'm traveling 2 days.
No, I'm saying, listen, now this ticket is $648. What the hell? If you coming from Perth to Los Angeles, the ticket for round trip ticket is $648. That's leaving Bismarck. I guess that's the first stop, Bismarck. What the fuck is it? Bismarck? Biscayne?
Where the hell is that?
Bismarck. What the hell? Oh, that ain't right. Hold on.
I think that's bullshit. I think that's crap. I don't think that's... What site are you on?
No, that I don't think they looked up the wrong thing. I think Perth. No, they looked up Perth, North Dakota.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, you got a different. It's a different Perth.
Oh, there's a Perth in North Dakota? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I know there's a Perth Amboy in Jersey. I know that.
It's a Perth who?
Perth Amboy.
What is that?
It's a place in Jersey, like a suburb, I think, or a town or whatever you have out there. I don't know.
Borough.
A place.
Whatever. What the fuck, man? No, I'm on Priceline.com trying to use they shit, but this is not right. Because at the first time, it said a bunch of locations came up. Okay, hold on. It said we have different locations. From Perth, yeah, okay, from Perth. What's the airport in Perth? Do you know the name of it?
Perth Airport, that's what it's called. It is called Perth. It depends, because we've got two airports. We've got the Perth Domestic, which is flights that come from within Australia, or internationally that have done another stop. Like, say, for example, you're coming from LA, you stop in Sydney, you will come into Perth in the domestic airport because you've stopped in Sydney. Whereas if you're flying from, say, Asia and you're flying directly into Perth, and Perth's the first stop in Australia, then you fly into the international airport. So if you're stopping over from over east, you're flying on the domestic.
Fuck, man. It keeps pulling up this old Perth, North Dakota shit, man. I'm not looking for that, motherfuckers.
Well, that's probably why the tickets.
Yeah, it's so damn cheap, yeah. But I'm saying, cheap. I'm actually Bismarck, North Dakota. Yeah, I don't want that, you motherfuckers.
Hey, if I win the lottery within the next week, I'm sending for you. Would you come out here?
Would I what? Shit, I already be there tomorrow. I'll be there motherfucking tomorrow. Shit.
Yeah, man, if I won the lottery, all you blog talk users will get a...
Come out there, have an Australian blog talk party and shit.
Yeah, man, for my birthday. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God, that'd be hot. It'd be fucking awesome. Have all of you here. I'll pay for all of you first class if I win the lottery, man. I'll deserve first class.
I might fly you, motherfucker.
Fucking 24 hours on a plane or 34 hours on a plane.
Yeah, that's some shit. I done did 24 hours on a bus. Oh, man, you talking about wanting to motherfucking slap somebody? Man, shit. You ain't been on a worse ride till you've been on a motherfucking Greyhound 24-hour bus ride.
Oh, I've been on a 48-hour bus ride, so I know what you're talking about. I drove, like, on a bus all the way to Melbourne when I was 21 because I was a dickhead.
Man,
the fuck I was thinking.
I would never do that shit. I would rather drive and take my own time because that shit there, man, when the bus hits 500 damn stops and you only going two blocks over, that shit is annoying, man. I mean, we went through towns that looked like it was, you know, out of a movie or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, these towns are actually featured in movies and shit. Little hunky, you know, small towns, hunky-dory towns. You know what I'm saying? That shit
wow.
tripped me out. Yeah. I was tripped out now. Well, check this out. No, because I'm trying to find this other damn. It's Priceline and who else? It's another. What the fuck is that other place that you look up flights and shit like that? Not Priceline. Who else is it?
Cheap tickets, cheap flights.
Okay.
Cheap tickets.
Cheap.com. Cheap tickets. Oh, fuck. I'm just typing in.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, we want to leave city name, Perth. Okay. From Perth
12:15.
Lando, let's see. Gonna do
28:38. Oh my god.
What's that?
If my calculations are correct, it's gonna take me 6 hours and 8 hours.
Okay, search that.
I don't know how long. I'm trying to figure it out, but I need my itinerary in front of me.
God damn. Okay, yeah. Now that sounds fucking right, though. And this is your Qantas goddamn airline. $3,076 plus $153 taxes and fees equals $3,229 per person.
Yep, that sounds right. See? Qantas is
damn.
Fucking shit.
$3,000? Well, Cathay Pacific is actually the most expensive. The cheapest one is American Airlines. They were actually the cheapest ones. Qantas is $3,586.
Does American Airlines come to Sydney? It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. American Airlines departs Brisbane, Australia, 11:05, and arrives 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California, 12 hours, 55 minutes. Well, how the fuck is that? Okay, you got to change airlines. Is that what the fuck that is? Oh, no, these are all the different planes. You got to switch three different damn planes.